Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Yo. You already know what it is. What's going on, everybody?
What's up, yeah?
It's another week. It's been a week off. We're back.
Yeah.
Took a little break.
Took a personal week.
Took some PTO. Some PTO. Podcast PTO. We get it too, niggas. It's Not That Serious, the podcast. Back for another episode, another week of that fire, and you already know what we are. And if you don't know what we are, I'm going to tell you what we are. We are the best, single, greatest podcast known to man
and
Homo erectus ape.
Oof.
Shout out to Jussie Smollett. I am one of your hosts.
Yeah.
Big Mike.
Yeah, and I am LZ.
And here we also, yes, he's, and if you didn't notice, he's here still.
Yeah, he's sticking around.
Who is he? He's been known to, we went to the doctor, okay? We went to the dermatologist. We even went so far as to see Dr. Sandra Lee, Dr. Pimple Popper.
The best.
Real
the
ones
best.
Know. The yeah. best in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been told that our friend Corey falls under the category of what's called a dilated pore of whiner. Now, if you don't know what a dilated pore of whiner is, go on YouTube and look it up.
Yeah.
You will either be disgusted or fascinated.
Or very entertained.
Like myself, I am.
I'm usually a little of both.
Yeah. Yo, looking up those videos are like...
It's great.
Are a pastime of mine.
Yeah.
I literally could spend hours just looking up pimples and cysts being popped. It's
man, I can't even explain it. But when is a good one?
Yeah,
you
man.
Just know. You
those,
just know.
Yo, it's like I have four good things that I watch.
Yeah.
In the weird part of YouTube, there's the cysts and pimples, ingrown hairs,
yeah,
ingrown toenails.
Toenails?
Ooh, when they remove those suckers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And then chiropractors, like cracking backs.
I watched that.
Oh, yes.
I feel for him. I don't know if I could do it myself, but I want to see it get done to other people.
Man, I love it. Yeah, this is one dude from Houston. He does this thing called a ring dinger. Where he like, that's what he calls it. Yeah. I don't know. Where he has you lay on your back, and then like he wraps a towel around your neck.
Yeah.
And he uses the nap, like I guess it's a cushion, because he like... Pull like he does a quick jerk and pulls your neck.
Oh my god!
And apparently it cracks like your entire spine,
and all the fluid is just
all the way from like the top of your neck to like
he gonna kill somebody.
Your ass crack, and then like everybody's reaction is the same.
Yeah,
and they just it says it's amazing.
He gonna kill somebody.
One day, when I have frivolous enough money, I'm gonna go down there.
Go down there and get your asshole cracked.
Get my ass cracked by a white man, a white Houstonian man, by an Astros fan.
Oh man!
But yeah. Corey here, dilated pore of whiner, not malignant, very benign, so we should keep him around until we've decided we want him excised.
Yeah, it's fine. It's time to just like...
How you doing, young man?
I'm good.
All right.
That's enough.
Yeah, that's
shut the fuck up.
That's enough out of you. That's enough out of you, black.
You know what I just noticed? This is episode 60, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
You already know, Roland. R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle.
Speaking of that, I went to see the baby this past weekend.
Don't tell me the baby's crip.
No, I don't think he might be. I'm not sure. I don't think he affiliates with anybody. But it wouldn't shock me. But I went to AC.
Okay.
So, you know, AC is the hood. Like, if people don't, if you're not from around here,
it's
you probably think AC is just like casinos and shit. Nah, it's really like, it is rough out there.
That's the literal place where they say, like,
yeah,
you make one wrong turn and you're in there.
Yeah, dead ass. That's exactly
that's how literally
is.
How it is.
So, you know, I was on the strip. I think I was at Showboat. But, you know, the niggas out there don't live far away, so they just pull up to the shows. So it was a hood ass nigga event. You know, niggas just the shit was just all thrown off. The scheduling's all fucked up. It was supposed to be the Baby, Sue Surf, and Albie Al.
Oh my god.
Ugh, yuck.
The New Jersey hood niggas.
It was such a yucky lineup. So excuse me. So first of all, they fucked up the timing. Obviously, Sue Surf and Albie Al were supposed to go on before the Baby. That didn't happen.
Don't you tell me the Baby went on before?
He went on before the niggas. Because that's how long we were just sitting around. Like, we had got in there at a decent time. All the early niggas got off the stage by the time we got in there. So by the time we got up, we were like, all right, so next up has to be either Albie Al or Sue Surf. So they're just like prolonging the shit. The host was just talking for dumb long. And we're like, all right, I guess he's going to bring out the Baby. In between that,
that's what he said. I guess we're gonna
no. Like, I guess, like, you just tell that's what's gonna happen. But in between that, Fatboy SSE came out and he did like one song, and I don't even know what the fuck that was. But in between the time of, you know, the host just trying to kill time because I don't know what was going on backstage. I guess they were trying to figure out, you know, who was gonna go up because it was getting late. It was like 11:15 ish. So at this
11 and yeah, nobody performed. Yeah,
he went on. Yeah, we were sitting there for a good 30 minutes and nobody was on stage. So the host just starts shouting out like the gangs in the crowd. That was not a good idea. I think
would you do that?
The DJ was playing, I think he had played Racks in the Middle maybe or something like that. And he was like, yo, shout out. He was like, shout out to all the Rolling 60s. He was like, shout out Nip's crew. And then he's like, shout out to Bloods. He's like, shout out Brim. Shout out to Grapes. I'll see y'all niggas.
I was like, what the fuck? Holy shit. Shout out to the skinheads.
Shout out to the Jews. Shout out to the KKK.
Shout out to my niggas.
I'm like, yo. Now, mind you, I'm in the balcony at this point. So when he starts shouting out, it's like one of those things where it's like, all right, he's shouting out these gangs, and you didn't realize you're around the gang niggas. So niggas is like around, like throwing up their sets and shit. I'm like, wow, nigga, this is important.
What color were you wearing?
I was wearing denim, so I had on like just like dark blue. So, but I didn't look like I was in a gang. I was chilling. I didn't look like a gang member. I didn't have a bandana.
Were you Dolo?
No, I was with it was me, Shake, LaShawn, Tia, and Nadira, aka Lil Nosebleed. So
y'all all went. What a crew.
Yeah, because it was Shake and Tia's birthday.
Right.
So,
and Nadira went with y'all?
No, it's not Nadira.
Oh, I was about to say.
Nah, oh yeah, my fault. Yeah, Nadira, who's friends with Dan. But yeah, like there was just hella. It was crazy. I'll never go to another hood nigga event. Like,
I will never do.
Yeah, like that's my one. That's my one and done for the year because it was so unorganized.
That's so unintelligent to do that.
Yeah.
Just shout out the Crips and then the Bloods and then back to Crips.
And then after he did it, he was like, I like how we could all come together and nothing.
No.
Now, granted, nobody fought. There was nothing. Nobody got stabbed. I was shocked. I was ready for anything. I was on edge. But nothing happened.
The Suburbia jumped out.
The Suburbia? Well, I was chilling. Mm-hmm. You couldn't tell. I mean.
Nigga, you could tell with me.
Yeah, nigga, anyway. I was actually.
I'm like, we gotta get out of here. Nah,
looking for all the exits. Like, okay, yeah. I see the exit over there.
Yeah, I'm taking mental
over
notes.
There, there's a sharp object over there. I was chilling. I was in the balcony.
What I want to know is before we get to me.
What
I want to know since the Baby went first, I want to know who went to watch the Baby.
Oh my
and
god!
And waited afterwards for Sue Surf.
They really waited. Nigga was in there watching Sue Surf and Albie Al.
No disrespect, but I'm not.
Neither one of their songs.
My night is over.
Nigga, so many people left. First of all, let's talk about how the Baby only has about 8 songs. And two of them, he only did about 8 songs.
He did Shook like probably nine times.
He did Shook twice. He came out to it and then he left to it.
Yeah.
Like, he only performed for like 20 minutes.
He's only been out for like 8 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. He hasn't been out long. So it didn't dawn on me until I actually like until he started performing and he came out to Suge. I was like, damn, what's he gonna do next?
this is what I've been building up to.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I thought he was gonna build up to
Suge. It was like Tevin Campbell coming out to Can We Talk. Like, what are you gonna do after that, nigga? You gonna do the song from the Goofy movie?
I was like, Lil Nas X show. Yeah. Okay, you did Old Town Road.
You did Old Town Road. Now what, nigga? Like
the instrumental?
Yeah, like, whoa. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, Suge remix. That's about it. But yeah, it was cool. But now I'm good on the hood nigga shows. But
yeah.
Back to you. You had a fun weekend.
Yes, I did. I went to Atlanta, Hotlanta, ATL.
Yeah.
This previous weekend, which is kind of the reason why we took a break. I just wanted to just take the week to just you know focus on that and enjoy that. We went out for my boy Brian's birthday. Shout out to my boy Brian. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I think he started a tradition, man. First, let me just shout out to all my boys because this is a great achievement because this is the first time we actually all, the whole entire crew got together and, like, organized and we went down there. We drove. And we actually did it. So we drove down there. Mm-hmm. The drive is bad. It's not that bad, actually.
Nah, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Yeah, yeah.
We have multiple drivers. It's not that bad.
The only real part of the drive is driving through Virginia and North Carolina. Yeah. Those two states. Those two states are rough.
They're pretty bad.
Those are like thicker than porn star cock. Those fucking things.
Didn't know where you're going.
Those things are hefty.
Hefty.
Those are some hefty states. So we get down there, swanky, nice, you know, Airbnb. The weekend's dope.
Airbnb was nice as hell, by the way.
Bro, it was
like y'all were staying in like a modernized warehouse.
It was a converted garage.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So they basically took a garage and like converted it to this swanky ass, modern like bat cave, man spot type joint. It was really dope, man. And let me say, man, Atlanta's a beautiful, wonderful, great city. And I always said I would move down there, and I still maintain that. I only have two bad things about the city. Three bad things. Okay?
Okay.
The parking is fucking awful.
Yeah.
Some of the worst I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
In some cases, worse than New York.
Damn.
It's really bad down there.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many people.
Even worse, them niggas down there cannot drive for shit.
Yeah.
They can't do it. They have highways with 85 is like six lanes.
I think it's six lanes.
Traffic. And there's still niggas not using their turn signal.
Six lanes on both sides, nigga.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's like everybody's going to the same place.
I swear to God, when we got down there, we saw like four accidents before we hit our Airbnb.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, don't let... And then it was raining on the way there. They can't drive. They can't handle adverse weather.
No,
if it rains a little bit, the city shuts down.
Yeah.
Like one day it was raining. Like nobody was doing anything. Because they can't do it. They just...
Yeah.
And then, also, it's not really a personal thing for me. Oh, yeah, the Chinese food, fucking terrible. Don't ever...
I don't even know why I did that.
One day, because I was so tired of fucking Southern food, soul food.
Yeah.
Waffles.
I was like, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
I was so tired of that shit, so I was like, let me get some Chinese, you know what I mean?
Mix it up a little bit.
Chinese is so bad, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I got
ripped. You know it was bad? It's probably actually, like, chicken.
So, no. I got ribs and rice. Like, spare ribs and pork fried rice.
Yeah.
So, the ribs tasted like they was made by, like, my uncle. Like, okay. A Southern nigga made that, the ribs.
Yeah.
But it also tasted like he made that rice, too. Like, he looked at the, he's like, goddamn. Like, I could picture a Southern nigga in there. What makes a goddamn
white
shrimp,
rice?
Shrimp was fried rice now.
Was it shrimp? Oh, it was shrimp fried rice?
It was like chicken fried rice, but it just, you know how the rice looks like the Chinese rice is supposed to be like golden?
Yeah.
That rice was like brown.
Yeah, it just wasn't.
This looked like you took out like a box of Uncle Ben's and chopped up some chicken in that
and just
bitch.
Threw it in there, yeah.
And say, here you go.
Ugh.
So don't do that. What else I gotta say about Atlanta? Niggas down. Oh my god!
I'm about to say the niggas can't dress.
Oh my
Nobody
god!
Nobody can dress.
They dress like.
I don't know what happens to the Mason-Dixon line.
They're just stuck in 04.
I don't know. I really don't understand.
They can't dress. They just can't.
Once you go there, it's like you teleport into like this weird dimension of.
One honestly,
these niggas can't do it.
Once you get south of us,
once you get
DC niggas can't dress for shit either. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, them niggas are terrible, too.
Them niggas cannot dress.
Listen, if you listen and you from D.C.
Fuck you, because you can't dress.
Listen to a Wale song and cry. I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you.
Niggas can't do anything.
Go listen to some Go-Go, nigga. I don't know.
Once you get past Delaware.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's pretty bad.
Yo.
But them niggas in a lot of sweatsuits, right?
Just
a lot of matching.
Sweatsuits.
Yeah.
No. I seen South Pole down there.
What?
Yeah, man.
And it wasn't a crackhead?
No, man. It was a working, functioning human to afford to get into the club.
Oh, man.
And what they allow in the club is amazing. Like, the dress code is so relaxed. Like, they let any type of sweatsuits or anything go down in there. And it's... Women are beautiful.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thick.
If they're women.
Strip clubs are amazing. They get asshole naked very fast. Willing to do a lot of strange things for change. I didn't do anything because I'm faithful. Love you, boo.
I can't imagine the world you would have been in if you weren't in a relationship right now.
Let me tell you, bro, that might have saved you, actually. Let me tell you.
You might have still been down.
Let me tell you one thing.
Your HIV is real.
Yeah,
I'd have, listen. I blew $100 fast in that club.
Yeah,
I'd have easily spent $350
if you weren't.
If I was trying to get some pussy, like if I was trying to have sex and like skeeve my way into stripper sex,
yeah,
I'd have been like, you can have it. Just let me touch it. Let me just sniff it, please. Just give me a meow, come, lady.
Meow, come.
A meow, come of the divine pussy club. Could you spare me a meow, morsel? Only then, if you were to bless me with a smidgen of thine vagina, will I be pleased? How many singles doth it take to grace me with thine holy birth canal? But thankfully, I have a girlfriend. And I'm. Huh?
What happened at the Waffle House?
Oh, you know, Waffle House is just as dingy, dirty, dusty as I imagine.
If it ain't dirty, it ain't good.
Yeah, I don't want to go there if it's too clean.
Yeah, if it's too clean, it's like, what the fuck is this?
I went to the fucking Waffle House on Piedmont Ave.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right in Midtown. So mm-hmm. that's like in the city.
Yeah.
And it was still like, I could tell it was a nicer one.
Mm-hmm.
Was
it across the street from Georgia State? Is it that one?
Yeah, it was like down there. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I went to that same
yes.
one before.
So you'll feel. Me
I know
on
what
this.
You mean. Yeah. It's a little.
It's
cleaner.
A nicer one.
Yeah.
But I can still feel the grime.
Oh, you can still feel the gritty.
So look. So basically, it's a small ass joint.
Mm-hmm.
It's smaller than this
it's
basement.
Probably about half this basement.
About half this basement. Everything that you do in the kitchen
mm-hmm.
is right in front of you.
Yeah.
I.e. The people are cooking in front of you. You mm-hmm. see the people washing the dishes in front of you.
Nigga be fucking up in front of you.
Which is something I really don't want to see. But it's the girl just spraying the dishes right there. I don't yeah. want to see that shit. But they're right there. And you get that classic service that's not good service, but it's weird. What you want? And then, like,
yeah.
I ordered it. Then, like, some stud made me my bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, it's always a stud.
It was delicious, though.
It always is.
It was a stud with a Boosie fade.
Like, how many felonies you got?
Yeah, yeah.
Two?
Are you on the right side of the law? Don't make my shit.
Literally.
But, I went there twice. Mm-hmm. It was good. I mean, the trip was really dope. Like, I like that city.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice place to be.
I would easily live in the suburbs of that city, and like if I had to, yeah.
Yeah, my stepbrother lives out there. I have a cousin who lives out there. Whenever we visit them, it's always like super chill. It's super nice, and they live in the suburbs, so it's not like, you know, they anywhere crazy. But It's a dope place to be. Like, the vibe is crazy. So I would definitely live down there for sure.
1,000%. For sure. Like, it's literally just visually mm-hmm. it's a beautiful city.
Yeah, it's aesthetically pleasing.
And very aesthetically pleasing. I'm like, yeah. Like, this shit's all over Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah, Philly's cool.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's like...
It takes the... It's not as city as Philly. Like...
Yeah.
The city, like...
You get some open space in there. Exactly.
It's just better.
That's all. For
some niggas from Jersey, if we wanted to live in a city, Atlanta would be the city you want to live
in. Yes. Because it's just enough.
It's just enough, and you can get away... just far enough to where you're still in the suburbs and niggas got big ass houses and shit. So it's a nice place though.
I enjoyed it. Looking forward to the next trip.
Yeah, for sure. What else are we gonna
do? What
are we gonna say after that? Is that our intro? Is that good enough?
Yeah, that's a good way to start.
Fucking satisfied?
Yeah. Are you full? Nice hefty 20-minute piece for your dome piece. Start off hefty.
What do we want to start? There's a lot that happened now that we took like a week and a half.
We came down here. At first we were like, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, and then when we started talking about what's happening,
we always do that. Like, there's nothing to talk about, and then we just started chatting. See, you know what? I hate to steal from other podcasts. I hate to do it, but one thing that what's the name did really well that like gave to their success, like the Joe Budden podcast, like they always recorded.
Yeah, they recorded.
No matter what. Before, after. They just recorded stuff the longer they were together just to get like. Because honestly, I swear the funniest shit we say.
It's never on air.
It's never caught. It's always before or after, bro.
Yeah, you got to catch us before.
It's before or after. Yeah. And I swear we just need to like keep a running tab of that shit.
The only thing is, it's just so much like. It's a lot to record. Like
at the time, we be coming from work, so
exactly.
We're tired. Like, all right,
yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
It's so much. Like, oh, I feel like if we recorded everything, we'd have like a 3-hour podcast. To be honest,
that's hard. That's how long theirs is.
That's hard. Yeah, theirs is that long. Fucking what's his name's podcast is that long? Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
His podcast is literally 3 hours long.
Cause they used to be talking.
They talk about everything. That makes it easier though when you have like celebrities and shit. So
yeah, we have 11, and they have interesting stories and shit. Oh, a podcast I was listening to that I got put onto on the drive up there and back. Mike Tyson has like a vlog podcasting. It's called Hot Boxing. It's literally him and some white dude and some guests, and it's like Mike Tyson smoking weed.
Yeah.
And telling stories, man.
I would listen to
it's
that.
It's so great.
I would listen to that.
It was an episode with him and Steve-O.
Oh, God.
Oh, some of the greatest content I've ever heard.
Mike Tyson and
Steve-O. Some of the greatest content I've ever heard. Like, he told a story about, like, Mike Tyson fixing his broken nose by breaking his nose.
What?
Because I guess when Steve-O was, like, filming one of the Jackass films, he broke his nose really bad. But he waited too long to, like, get it fixed.
So it started to heal on
it. It healed broken, like, to the side. Yeah. So it's like, he went to the doctor. He was like, the only way I can fix this is if I re-break your nose. And he was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And then he went to, like, the Charlie Sheen roast for Comedy Central. And him and Mike Tyson was there. And then I guess for kicks, he had, like, Mike punched me in the face.
Yeah.
Re-broke his nose. Fixed his nose.
Wow. What the fuck? Like, what kind of...
That's it. That's the story. Only, that's you ready for a punchline? That's it.
That's only some, like, Steve-O type shit. That's a wild nigga.
Yeah,
right,
man.
There. But,
And he told a story about how him and Mike Tyson, they were in a room, just... They snorted and smoked, like, 2 8-balls of coke together in a bathroom.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds...
It sounds about right.
Crushingly accurate.
Yeah.
I don't think
I can do cocaine. That's not for me.
No. If I was ever going to try, I'll joke about it. If I ever was going to try it, it would have been in college.
Really?
If I ever was going to try it,
yeah. Not even if you get like mad rich like now.
Oh no, yeah. I'm doing that up my butt when I get rich.
Yeah, right there. Put it.
I'm mainly
spread it. Put it in the butt. Nah, man.
Right on the chair, right there.
You're just gonna queef it up.
A queef suck.
Nah, I don't know, man. Cocaine is scary. My heart is too little for that. I got the heart of a hummingbird. My heart beats 200 beats per second.
Okay.
I can't.
All right, so we're talking about drugs. I mean, this is just a spur of the moment. Mm-hmm. All right, what's the highest you've ever been? Have you ever been really high?
Actually,
yeah. Or drunkest you've ever been?
Drunkest? I've been pretty drunk. We're gonna go around. I never blacked out drunk, but I was when it's funny when I was in Atlanta, I was drunk and high.
Have I blacked out?
Nah, if you had to think about it, you probably didn't.
No, I never blacked
because
out.
Because usually you know, like, or you have a story.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Now, when I was in Atlanta, it was funny because I was actually in this little club. The club was in a plaza, which was crazy to me. I still can't get over
in
it.
In a shopping plaza. Like it's like
Chinese Payless, store.
Yes. Chinese store.
Nail salon.
Bump rub shakers.
Yes. It was crazy. Holy the spot was dope, though. And in the spot, like, you can buy, they were selling rolled, like papers. Like, so it would be
joints?
Yeah, they were selling joints. Like, it was
of rolled. Marijuana?
Yes, of Mary Jane.
Holy God.
So you can go to the bar and be like, can I have one weed, please?
Like, do a Clay Thompson.
Yeah, can
one pot, my good man?
One marijuana, homeboy.
please, my homeboy. Might have procured one grass,
please. Thank
one
you.
One grass, please.
Thank you. Which end do I like?
Thanks, Chief.
Which end do I like? Thanks, Chief. But yeah, you can buy it in the club. So we had bought. I think we had bought like two joints. This is when it was actually me, Kev Rogers. Like we did a show down there.
Shout out to Kev Rogers.
Kev Rogers.
Listen to him on the last episode.
Yeah. So we did a show down there, and everybody was smoking this shit. I was already drunk by this point. I don't know what the fuck was in this. I guess I don't know what kind of weed it was. I don't smoke. Y'all know this,
right?
I was high as fuck. I don't know what. I don't even remember getting home. Actually, now that I think about it,
I like this story. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Nah, you good.
I just remember all the times where I tried to get you smoke. It doesn't do anything to me.
It doesn't. It still doesn't. I'm still not a smoker. Like.
We're gonna get
you. I don't even remember now that I'm thinking about that night, I don't remember how the fuck I did anything. I was fucking, and the weirdest part, Bobby Valentino was in the club that night. Oh God. And that was around.
So are you saying that Bobby Valentino got you high and took advantage of you?
He probably did. I don't know, cause
there's rumors of him liking men.
Yeah, and that's the thing, we don't know. after that was when those rumors started to come out. So it was like, yo, what if he was in the club with some niggas? Like, we don't even know. Like, that shit was crazy though. But yeah, that's the highest I've ever been. Definitely at that club.
Okay.
Fucking stone.
So me, two. I remember it's two. I have two stories. One's when I first smoked weed ever in my life, and one's when I took an edible.
Okay.
So I would just start with the edible one. So it was my Actually, both these happened on my birthday, two different years. So the edible story happened on, I want to say, my 22nd birthday. Mm-hmm. In college, shout out Montclair State Redhawks. Woo! I'm out there, you know, we're chilling, and then my boy Don's like, "Yo, I got edibles." Boom! All right, great.
So, young Michael, what's that?
And I'm like, "Whatever do you mean? Do you have cookies and bars?" Yes, we do, but they have a little magic sprinkle in there. So, all right, so we all was like, "All right, we're gonna do these edibles." Boom. Everybody's like, all right, so they warn us, the experts warn us, listen, take a quarter and wait at least an hour and a half.
Yep.
Don't do anything after that.
Yeah.
Now, I heard that and said, in my mind, what I heard was, take a quarter now. If you don't feel it in 15 minutes,
take another quarter.
Finish it. That's what I heard.
Finish it.
It went through the ding-dong filter in my fucking brain. So, I took the quarter.
Mm.
Me and my boys, the boys who weren't experts, of course, we were like,
man,
15 minutes later, 20, 30 minutes later, yo, man, I don't feel shit. Well, how are we going to do this faster? Man, finish your brownie. So, these were thick brownies now.
Yeah.
Finished it. Man, I don't feel nothing.
Fred Flintstone walks in the room.
Yeah, nigga, I started hearing electric feel in my brain. Ooh, I hear electric feel. Everything's just. Yes. Right. That's all I heard. And I'm just, I remember I got high. It started around 10 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
Went to sleep high.
Yeah.
Woke up. Remaining high.
Still high.
Had to go home.
Oh, God.
So this is a commute home. I did on the train.
Yeah.
For those of y'all not in New Jersey.
It's about an hour and a half train
it's an
ride.
Hour and a half, it's an hour and a half car ride. Now, commuting with trains and switching trains, that could be a 3 to 4 hour affair.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I had to literally go from the top of New Jersey to the bottom of New Jersey. So, hi, I packed my bags. I swear to God, to this day, I think I had a toothbrush, 9 pairs of drawers, and work boots. I was prepared to... I was ready to... beat the shit out of my dentist. Nigga, I go, I packed my bags. Thank God there was a fucking train station on campus.
Yeah,
because I had to take a fucking bus to Newark High from Montclair.
You'd have one of them niggas standing on the corner nodding.
I'd have woke up in Narnia next to a fucking bum on Bloomfield Avenue. Fucking trading blowjobs for buffalo nickels. Nigga. So I get on the train. I had to go to Secaucus.
Yeah.
Switch trains,
Switch trains, yeah.
You can't.
I don't know how you did that.
That shit was hard for me the first time when I was sober. I was sober as a fucking squirrel. And I was like, hold on, I gotta get on another train.
In the same station, but it's on the
other side. What? It can't just take me there. I wanna go where I wanna go. The idea of a transfer the first time, that was
mind blowing.
Why can't I just go straight down? So I had to do that high. Right? Go from Secaucus to Trenton.
To Trenton, yeah.
Still high. Leave the sanctity of the Trenton train station to go onto the river line.
Yeah.
Oh, pay on the machine high.
I don't know how you were making it through this.
I don't know how I made it
through. Your body was on autopilot.
Then I managed to call my dad. He picked me up from the river line.
Yeah.
I did not sober up until about an hour or two after I've been in my room.
Did he know you were high?
Nah, I was playing it real cool.
So you think?
I might have been in the car just tracing the window, singing Farrah Jacka.
Farrah Jacka, Farrah Jacka.
So how's school, son?
Oh, man.
How are you, Grace?
Ding, ding, ding.
Anyway.
Just high as hell.
So, that was that. So, haven't had an edible since then until soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got one in Atlanta. It's like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch bar. And it's got the weeds in it. And I can't wait to take it. I took a little piece.
Must say, just now.
I took literally like a crumb of a smidgen of a crumb.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised. My head's a little little razzle dazzle right now.
Little razzle dazzle.
I'm gonna be able to go to work tomorrow.
Well, did you have that when you were in Atlanta though?
Yeah. No, nigga, down there it was because you know it was 420. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
Nigga, it was blunts and joints and we was wilding. Everybody had their own little oil pen,
mm-hmm.
and then we had regular, you know what I mean, libations. We had a good time.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Oh, and then my birthday, my first one, I just smoked for the first time, drunk. That was the only time I've ever thrown up ever.
Really?
Ever. That was the only time I've ever thrown up.
You was that drunk?
I got really drunk because it was my birthday, my 20th birthday. It wasn't even my you're allowed to drink birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 20. I was trying to go so hard. I was drinking everything. I think I mixed dark and light. And that might have been where I went wrong.
More than likely.
And then I smoked right after.
Terrible decision.
And then that was the only time I've ever done it in my life. And it was horrible. I remember to this day what I ate, though. The first time I got high.
What'd you eat?
I ate a... My boy Lamar gave me a piece of white bread with Nutella on it. And it tasted like chocolate pound cake. Delicious. I had some leftover very, very stale Lucky Charms. I just ate those straight out the box. And then I had a mini bag of Lay's chips. And I've never tasted more salt on my tongue ever. What the fuck is wrong? I tasted every salt crystal. I was like, and that's when I realized.
That's when you knew.
I'm going to be doing this a lot.
Why do I taste all this fucking salt?
I was like.
Every gram of salt.
Did I come in my own mouth? Like, what the fuck?
Did I just spunk it myself?
Did I just splooge on
that? Did I splooge
on myself a money shot? Going on?
Going away from a Glorio? What the fuck going on? The hell is this?
Did I leave a San Diego airport bathroom?
Oh man!
What about you, Sis Corey?
So, I got drunk once in college, and that like it put. You know how you get so drunk that you like, all right, I'm never gonna let myself get that drunk again.
I say that after every time.
Every all time.
Right, maybe I'm an alcoholic. I actually lived up to this one though. Mm-hmm.
So pretty much,
I say that every time I jerk off. I'm like, I'm not gonna do this again.
Yeah.
Come back 15 minutes later doing the Birdman hair rub. Oh, one more time, boy.
Switch your dad. You know that dude
is a new person.
You know that. Gotcha.
You know that meat.
You know that video of Roy Williams where he coming to the
oh my god. Yeah. You're just too wild and crazy, me, guys.
That's me coming in with the other
with
hand.
The other hand.
you thought you
got off that easy, bitch.
You thought you was safe, nickel.
Alright, so pretty much me and my boys, it was probably like a Friday night, we were bored. And our other roommate that didn't even fuck with us had like a bottle in the fridge.
Okay.
So we thought it was a good idea if we finish it.
We finish it for him.
Y'all
so my one makers. Boy just was pouring shots, but these weren't like regular shots. These were like
you thick know, shots.
Thick shots. And yeah. I'm at like, usually now, if I drink one shot, I'm usually you're like done. Tipsy.
Yeah.
I was on shot three. And I was like, yo. Yeah. And then we had more after that.
Oh my God.
So like, this was like the first time in my life where like I was throwing up and I couldn't control it.
Yeah. You just throwing up.
So then my boy, James, who's like a loyal listener, he came to the dorm and he was like, he's like, yeah, you know, he's like, I got back here pretty late. And he was like, you were on the phone with somebody for an hour.
What?
And then he was like, I asked you who you were on the phone with and you didn't answer me. So I took your phone and nobody was on the phone. Yeah, so like, that's how drunk
what
I
the
am.
Hell?
Yeah, so that's how drunk
he was
I
talking
am.
To Facebook.
Yeah. No, he see, literally, he was like, yo, you were on the phone for an
nigga
hour.
He was
talking.
On the phone with SoundCloud.
Yeah, I woke up drunk still.
Yeah.
I woke up with throw up on my underwear. I don't know how it got there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I did laundry that morning. But like I was still drunk, mind you. So when I was doing laundry, like I just remember like taking a quick nap and then the laundry was done. Yeah, like, yeah.
What?
I just, yeah, it was like lapses.
Yeah, like and God then, damn, you was really fucked up.
Yeah, I know I was bro. So yeah, and then yeah, I just made a vow to myself. I never let myself get that drunk until we go to Vegas. For
going to Vegas. Oh, right. Boy. But actually, you know what? I can tell. All right, I'll tell one story, like one more story, and then we can just get the ball rolling, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told a story. Did I ever tell a story about how I threw up on my boy?
Yes.
No,
did I?
I don't.
He was in the street, and then Kyrie was there.
One in the street.
And Kyrie like trying to like tap you. You're like, yo, chill that game. Shit.
Oh yeah, that was a different time.
All right, we're not.
That was different.
You're just throwing up on everybody.
Yeah. Well, I didn't throw up that time. We was just in the middle of the street. Nigga tried to stop me. But all right, anyway, so it was my boy Peter, right?
Oh Jesus.
So before we had went out,
shout out to Peter.
College shit. What do? You pregame, right? Pregame for anything.
You threw up on Peter.
Let me get to it. So he had made like this jungle juice or whatever. It was like. It was like sangria or something, and it just had like everything in it. So I had it in a water bottle. I'm just drinking this shit. It was so good. Like, I'm just drinking it, drinking it, drinking it.
That's the devil when it's delicious.
When it's so,
man.
When it's delicious,
when it's
bro.
Good. When it tastes good.
When you can't taste the liquor.
Ooh-wee.
Mind you, it was probably nasty because back then, that's when I drank Pinnacle. Okay. So,
the
it was
cotton
probably
candy. The
the Swedish
whipped
fish.
Cream.
Whipped cream, all of that. It's just giving me bad memories right now. But I was drinking that, and of course, we were going to a hookah lounge. Now,
oh, no.
We go to the hookah lounge. I took the water bottle with me, so I'm drinking it on the way there. So by the time we get there,
steak number one.
Yeah. Oh man. By the time we get there, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling good. So now I start smoking the hookah.
Mistake number two.
Number two. So the liquor really doesn't hit until like after I was already smoking the hookah for a grip. So you know when you smoke hookah, you're sitting down. So finally, like after a mad long, I stand up and I'm just like, yo.
And it's something about liquor, like when you stand up,
when,
or
you,
when you
stand up, when it goes from your, up, when it goes from your brain to your feet, over.
Yeah, when you stand up and when you go outside,
yes.
Woo, when that air hits you,
nigga, different.
That's like reality. That's reality.
It's
the air.
Yeah, reality seeping into your pores, right? So I stand up. I'm like, man, I'm really drunk. So like by the time I realize how drunk I am, I stop smoking, and I'm just sitting there, just obliterated. I think this is probably the most drunk I've been, other than one or two times. But I was drunk as fuck, right? So we're getting ready to leave.
Listeners, we're going to send LZ to Alcoholics Anonymous. We're going to send him to AA.
Please, because I'm better now. But so we're getting ready to leave, and we're walking out the door. And I'll never forget this shit, bro. We're literally five paces from the door.
Five paces from the door.
And I just feel it.
Oh, no.
I feel it. And there's no stopping this train. Peter's in front of me, and I just throw it all over the back of his leg, bro.
No!
Hey, people in the hookah lounge are like, oh! I remember the reactions, bro. People were like, oh, shit! Like, nigga, like, it was a small place. It wasn't that big. Niggas was freaking out. Peter ran out the front door. It was literally, he pranced out the front door. It was all bad, bro. Like, he was like, ah! Right?
God damn you.
And I'm just like, fuck, like goddamn, I really just threw up. And my, like, you know when you throw up and you're supposed to feel better? It made me feel 10 times worse. So like, I'm even more drunk at this point. And then for whatever reason, these girls that were with us who drove in a separate car were like, he's not riding back with us. I sobered up for 0.5 seconds. I'm like, bitch, I ain't even ride with you. And then I went back to sleep.
Yo,
right?
Yo. You're never too drunk to put a bitch in her place.
Yeah. Get back in the kitchen.
Back in the kitchen.
So, we're kidding, please. Don't.
I'm not.
Don't.
Me and Corey are not.
It's jokes, right?
Yeah.
So, they were like, you're not right with. I'm like, bitch, I ain't gonna ride with you. So, all my niggas is like getting on their case. So, they just left. Like, they just.
Be gone.
Left, yeah. Like, whatever. We didn't ride. We didn't come with you in the first place. Just leave.
Go
so,
away.
We leave in the car, just fucking bodied out. Oh my god, I fell asleep. The place is probably like 40 minutes away. I'm just drunk the whole time driving back. So we're walking back to the dorm. There's like this little bridge. I throw up off the bridge. It was just all bad, bro. That was bad.
That's awful.
Now I'm here.
And now I have a podcast.
Now I have a podcast. See, this is what happens when you shelter your kids, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't do it.
Don't shelter your kids.
Let them experience, man. Let your daughter get that train run on her.
Yeah.
It builds.
It'll build
character.
Okay.
Let her take one of those skeets on the chin.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right. A rag.
As long as
you
don't go missing. As long as your kids don't go missing, you'll be fine.
Yes.
You'll be fine. I promise.
The rag will wash it off.
I promise. You'll be fine. But anyway, let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, what's going on? What's
going on? All
right, so.
Yeah.
Playoffs.
Yeah, playoff basketball.
Playoff basketball.
It's been pretty lit so far, even though some
it's
of the matches
really
have been trash.
Good. Yeah.
So it's still been good with trash matchups.
I don't think the only trash matchup I've seen is two.
Bucks and Pistons was trash. That was terrible.
Yeah, it's actually three. The Bucks and Pistons was trash. Celtics, Indiana was trash.
And us and the Nets was pretty trash.
Yeah, let me. All right, so
I think Houston was trash too.
Okay, let's
Who
start.
Who doesn't even play? Oh, they're playing right now.
They're still playing
Utah.
Though.
Yeah, they're playing
they
Utah.
Won today. They won today. They
oh, so it's over now?
Yeah, thank God.
So it's over. Yeah, Donovan Mitchell, your ball.
Yeah.
Sixers, you know, trust the process. We run and we smack them niggas.
Yeah.
I just found it funny. All right. Me and LZ lately have been arguing about Ben Simmons. Yeah. like his lack of a jump shot.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I just want him to be better. You know, you understand why.
I understand.
I just want him to be better.
I understand. He still averages 18.
And he does, but I just
got to let him cook.
I do let him cook.
You're not letting him cook.
I do.
You gotta let him cook.
I clap and when then, he does good. I clap when he does well. I'm sorry.
I don't want to spend too long on this because I know we're not a sports heavy podcast, and I know there's more women listeners.
I know.
We got a lot of ladies listening. I love
y'all.
Shout out to you. I can feel your eyes rolling right now, baby. Yeah. I'm sorry. I hear it. I feel. It's like it's at least 30 of those going on right now.
It's all
right. But, you know what I mean? He's cute, so look him up. Maybe it'll keep you interested that way. He is a good looking dude. Anyway, he is a good looking dude. Ben Simmons, Listen, we smacked them niggas. They beat us the game one, and everybody was saying, oh, Brooklyn could take us 7 games. I even saw one person say they could sweep us.
Yeah,
which
I did.
Thought,
yeah,
nigga.
That was asinine. That was just
niggas
fucking
are
insane.
Fucking
stupid. That was insane.
And then Jared Dudley comes out of his fat fucking Elmer Fudd fuck face. He called my son average in the half court.
Yeah.
And then he pulls up like 2 games of no points. And my man,
yeah, he really shit the bed after saying that.
Yeah,
so.
But nobody expected anything out of Jared Dudley anyway. Yeah, because that's why Ben Simmons said it's coming from fucking Jared Dudley.
Jared Dudley, nigga.
Who cares?
Yeah. And even though I will say I did agree with Jared Dudley because when our offense stops and there's no motion and Ben Simmons is in the half court and he has to just be a point guard, he is average. Usually things don't really happen. That's what I see when the offense when things pause and they get us to slow down. When we have to slow down and we're not playing in transition because everybody knows that's our game. If we're running on niggas, you're not stopping us. JJ Redick's hitting running 3-pointers from the side is fucking crazy.
But then he proceeded.
But when we play the half court shit and Embiid is in the paint and Ben Simmons has to be at the top and whoever's playing on Ben Simmons can sag all the way to the semicircle. That's when our offense is bad. And that's when he becomes average because it's 4-on-5.
He becomes average. This is when, all right, I will agree with you to an extent. He becomes average when he doesn't, all right. So I like to compare him and Giannis a lot because they're kind of the same to me.
Kind of, yeah.
So, and then I won't even get into the narrative. Giannis has been in the year like 5 years and he still doesn't have a jump shot really respectable. And niggas are letting him cook and niggas are slobbing him away.
He'll still take it. He'll take it if he's wide open.
I mean, he'll take it. I mean, that's fine.
We've seen him make it.
But his percentages are in doo-doo land.
Yeah, yeah. But also, like a Ben Simmons type thing, nobody can stop him going to the rack.
That's what I'm saying. So
he's more unstoppable than Ben going to the rack, though.
Yeah, because he's bigger.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That's
just because he's bigger.
That's
like, right. That's fine. But I feel like, so even though Ben Simmons is still bigger than 90% of the people he's going to go against.
95.
So I don't think it's registered that in his mind yet. Like, yo, I'm bigger than these niggas, so I could just take him to the fucking rack.
Yeah.
Just go. Because that's literally all Giannis does.
That's it.
He plows his Nigerian ass to that paint.
And dunks on centers.
He either dunks, layups, or if it's not looking bright, he dishes out to one of the shooters.
Yeah.
That's all Ben has to do.
Yeah.
But when he's not doing that, that's when we do look crazy because he's just sitting there with his thumb up his ass.
Yeah, he'll stand there. And
you're
like,
just standing there.
Yeah.
And that's anybody.
Or he'll overpass.
Or you're overpass. That's what I don't.
That's what he ends. He
now,
does that a lot.
That's the one thing I will give him shit
he
for.
He does that a lot.
You need to not overpass, my nigga. Fucking yam on that nigga. Yeah. Nigga, you fucking 6 inches tall.
Yeah.
Yam on that bitch ass nigga.
Or just put it towards the rim, nigga.
Like, yeah, just put it. Yeah, you have a good shot.
Yeah, somebody will get it.
Somebody will get it. But, you know what I mean? I like my son. We're not going to talk. His free throw percentage is going way up.
Way up, yeah. I'll give him that.
So, if he doesn't have it by next year, I'll have questions. But, I mean, I like the way the team's going. I think.
Yeah, I like our direction.
I think we could go to the finals.
I think so, too.
I think we can. I think we can.
I think so, too.
Because I'm not scared of the Celtics anymore, even though they're polished and
I'm not
scared of the Bucks.
Nah, I'm not scared of the Bucks.
I'm not scared of the Bucks.
But I was like, if our team didn't look as good as it did, we look pretty damn good. So.
And these niggas are starting to mesh now. Yeah. And it's looking real, you know what I mean? Jimmy's fitting in, Tobias is fitting in.
Boban's
coming into the zone. To his force. Mike Scott, that's my guy from day one.
That's the nigga right there.
Emoji God.
Yeah.
hey, man, TJ McConnell's getting 0 minutes. It's a great thing to see. When he's getting zero.
Yeah, he doesn't play.
Mwah! What more could you ask for? I mean, I'd rather see him in a suit and never in shorts. But I'll take this until then. And I just think we're good, man.
Yeah,
and
I think we'll be all right. I think we can make it to the finals.
And then...
I feel like Eastern Conference Finals
is wide open.
The goal, yeah,
it's wide open.
That's obviously the finals is the goal. But if we fall short at the Eastern Conference Finals, I feel like it was a great season.
Yeah. If we can at least make this go 6-7, I'm not mad with the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, I think it's gonna go 7.
I think we could go 7-10 because it's go 7.
I'd rather not. Obviously, I don't want to go 7 with the fucking Raptors.
Fuck it, nigga. I'm going with this. Sixers and six.
Sixers and six.
I ain't a bitch.
4-2.
Yeah. Rat. We're going to lose one in Toronto.
Lose one in Philly.
And lose one in Philly.
Win Saturday night.
This Saturday?
Is it Saturday? That's when we play?
Are we in Toronto, right?
Yes. Probably in Toronto because they're on the one seed.
We're going to win in Toronto. We're going to take that shit.
Yeah, we're going to take that from in front of Drake, bitch. Mm-hmm. How about that? And I want him there.
He'll be there.
I want him there to
He'll
try.
He'll be there. He's just going to be there to talk shit to the
I want
to
try.
That's all he wants to do.
And he's like, first of all, he's a nobody.
First of all,
his album was trash
he
anyway.
He doesn't even write his own raps. He doesn't write his own raps.
He hasn't had a classic album since Take Care.
He just went number one for the first time. Yeah, I don't even remember what song it was, but
he started from the bottom. He stood there.
I'm just here to play basketball. Like he'll talk all that shit, and be like, I'm just here to play basketball.
And then drop 30 and 20.
Like it's nothing,
yo.
In 26 minutes.
Oh, and then another debate we were having. Mm-hmm. I think, to me, Embiid is the best big man in the league. I got a lot of pushback for saying that. Like Jokic, he's not better than Embiid, and like a lot of people wanted to push me back on that.
Well, that and Jokic is better than Embiid.
Yes, yeah. And I really I'm trying to understand.
Well, I mean, he really is averaging a triple double, and nobody really like it. Kind of gets undermined.
Apparently, he's not averaging a triple double.
He really is.
He's passing, okay.
But he's scoring too.
Yeah,
he doesn't score as much as Embiid.
I get that, but he can score.
But Embiid can score, and he's doing it more.
Yeah, but he's not the guy on Denver's team. Jamal Murray is.
I'm sorry if you're not so he's supposed to be the best big man to me. You're not the guy. Your second banana is Jamal Murray.
Nah,
because Jamal Murray, he's good, but he's not
he ain't Ben Simmons.
He ain't Ben Simmons.
I get that, but they don't play through him. That's what I'm trying to.
Why are you not playing through the point guard?
I'm not the coach.
And he's supposed to be that nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why Pop taking them niggas to school with nobodies now.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
And that nigga is. Doo-doo on defense. I mean, I'm sorry what he is. He's white, but he sucks on day.
Nah, but you tried to say... We were talking about this last... Was it last night?
Yes. And I'll say it, too. I think he's better than Anthony Davis.
He said he's better than Anthony Davis.
Boom!
I don't believe that because Anthony Davis... First of all, he's not a center. But I think the better overall player is Anthony Davis because he's just more versatile.
He's just so injury-prone. It's like...
And that's what they try to do that against Embiid. Embiid's been playing a lot more games.
Yeah, but Anthony Davis is more versatile. We looked it up.
Tendonitis is something I'd be worried about. Because they're even saying that, like, like, we don't even know what to expect for Toronto.
Yeah, we don't.
Just without Toronto.
Yeah. Without him in Toronto, it's looking slow.
Yeah.
It's
looking slow. That'd be
Marc
slow.
Marc Gasol is an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be slow.
Boban playing more minutes. Greg Monroe getting in there, too. We need
Greg Monroe trying to get a bag.
Yeah, he is. I ain't mad at it. He's been on all the teams in the Eastern Conference playoffs right now. Yeah, he was on the Celtics, Toronto. He was on the Celtics.
He's
Raptors,
on all those teams.
Sixers
I don't get how y'all finesse Boban from that.
Boban and
but you know what? Because you know who they got? They got Landry Shamet, and that nigga was balling.
Yeah, Landry Shamet was shitting.
He's kicking, balling.
He's in playoffs right now.
I really wish we kept him.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, but I'm sad that
it would have been smarter to keep him instead of TJ McConnell.
Nobody wants TJ.
Man, I would keep a Cole before I keep TJ McConnell.
But
is that Sam Cassell?
Yeah, he's a coach.
I'm sorry, we're watching the game's on, we're like watching
it. Like you said. I don't think Embiid. I me personally, I love Embiid, But I wouldn't say he's better than Anthony Davis because Anthony Davis is just a more versatile player.
Yeah, I guess
he can get up the court more positions. Yeah, he fits more positions. He can guard a 3 through 5. Embiid can guard. We've seen Embiid guard a 3. Can he do it for a full game? No. Anthony Davis could.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's why I say he has the upper hand.
And when Joel Embiid and Anthony Davis match up, Joel Embiid be giving that nigga the work. But, you know, I'm leaving my hot takes to myself. But
AD can come down the court and keep Embiid at the 3-point line the whole game and keep him guessing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, go tip or tap.
Listen, I'm saying, my niggas, I'm confident in my nigga. I think my niggas can beat anybody. I think the Sixers can beat anybody, and I'll stand by that. And
facts.
Nobody's going to challenge me on that. Other conference.
Yeah.
That stat padding losing in OKC has been bounced out again.
That nigga's out,
man. HGH Dion Waiters.
They call. What are they? No, somebody called it.
AKA Warded Up Sebastian Telfair. AKA
Athletic.
Motherfucking
Athletic Thabocephalosha.
He's basically Athletic Aaron Aflalo.
No, he's Speedy Claxton with mental health issues.
No. Speedy Claxton with a pre workout, with a protein shake.
With a protein shake. Something wrong with that nigga.
That nigga's Russell the Westbrook. Oh. I keep telling y'all, I'm willing to say, I'm saying this now. I've been saying it for about a couple years now. I would say since at least 2017-16 that nigga is the biggest fraud in all of the NBA. And in definitely biggest fraud in recent NBA history. Especially that first year when he won MVP and he was averaging the triple double and niggas was lopping him. Said, oh, see, he can lead a team. He's not a winner, bro. That nigga's a loser.
Yep, you can't.
He is a loser.
You can't really win with that, man.
And it's like,
it just sounds good.
People are so like ready to like support him in spite of KD. Just to shit on KD, like they wanted to support him in spite of KD because he left them high and dry and not understand why he left them. Everybody and their mama said, like, yo, KD doesn't think he can win with this nigga.
Yeah. And Westbrook wasn't this bad when KD was with him.
Yeah, but it's the same style, Jordan.
It's the same
style, but also he ain't jumping out of the gym like he was either. So like,
yeah. I don't see personally me. As, like, I don't trust anybody's game that's based off their athleticism. Mm-hmm. Because athleticism fades with age.
It only takes you so far.
Mm-hmm. So, like that's what separates, like, the great players from, like, mediocre niggas. Like, mm-hmm. like two examples I like to say, LeBron James. Mm-hmm. He's still a wild athletic nigga, but you know what? Once he started to feel like, okay, I'm not really jumping out of the gym all crazy no more. Yeah. I'm going to work on this jump shot.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on this step back. I'm working this turnaround. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Another one that's been extended, that used it to extend his career like crazy is Vince Carter.
I'm about to say Vince Carter is number
because that nigga.
He's probably number one.
That nigga was number one.
Yeah.
Dunk on you and send the poster to your family.
And the crazy thing about Vince Carter was he started to develop a 3 real early.
Yeah.
So like he was still dunking on niggas. But he also developed an outside shot, so he started to do both. So, like, it was a smooth transition.
Like, he's been shooting
threes.
Like, he's a shooter now.
Yeah, yeah. Don't leave that nigga open.
Like, if you want to, you should pick up Vince Carter if you want floor spacing.
Yeah.
And that's a stark contrast from the player he mm-hmm. was when he came in the league.
Yeah.
So, and I don't see, and Russ just not doing that. He can't shoot. He's just defending is like subpar. Mm-hmm. His decision making is shit.
His window's closed.
Shite.
He's never winning.
No, he's never.
He's never winning.
I don't think he's ever gonna make it to another conference finals again.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Like he hasn't gotten out of the first round. You know who he lost to? He lost to fucking a Rocket team with no Chris Paul.
Yeah,
he lost to the Utah Jazz led by Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
And he got Ricky Rubio.
This is the second time losing to Dame, right?
And then he lost to Dame. And Dame ain't no scrub, but
It's them
without their.
When you look at it on paper, when it's Russ and Paul George,
they're missing the best big. They're starting the biggest. Ian's fucking cancer.
Yeah,
he's on the run from Turkey.
It's Russ, Paul George, and Steven Adams. They shouldn't be losing to Dame, CJ McCollum, and whoever.
And Ian is cancer.
Or whoever.
Al Farouk Aminu.
Come on, dog. Like y'all
really?
And getting beat 4-1.
You won one game.
One game. That's embarrassing.
Dame is giving you like 40 and 50.
Nigga was 5 for 5 from beyond 30 feet.
And the nigga's giving you the work, bro.
Yeah.
The nigga's like it was bad that Russ is switching off.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was switching off.
Yeah, they had him guarding other niggas.
They saying Dame said was saying to him, "Stop running away from this ass whooper."
Which he was.
And Russ was talking all that shit, saying, "I've been buzzing your ass for years."
Yep.
Well,
this kind of reminds me.
Yeah. Like,
it doesn't matter when you don't fucking win, nigga. Like,
He's a loser. Like, it's some niggas. I'm sorry, Corey. It's some niggas that's like, they got all the stats in the world and they got all the accolades, but at the end of the day, them niggas are fucking losers.
Yeah, what have you done?
And I can't rate you that highly when you're a fucking loser in a sport game that's of competition.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook, you're a fucking loser. Chris Paul is a loser.
Yeah.
You're a loser. Who's another loser?
I mean, shit, I don't want to change sports with Romo.
Yeah, Romo.
I guess Romo, you're a loser.
Yeah. There's a lot of losers.
Donovan McNabb, you're a fucking loser.
Fucking loser. Fuck that nigga, by the way.
Yeah, I don't want to. Fucking loser. I don't want to change him, but yo, he's wild.
He's wild.
You know he apologized?
He had to.
He did.
He's wild. And you hating. And then all right, bad.
We got to switch gears for 1 second.
Go ahead.
Sorry, ladies.
Donovan McNabb talked out the side of. Okay, Donovan McNabb used to play for the Eagles for a long time. Basically, he got ran out of town because he's the reason that we didn't keep T.O. because he's a fucking fuck nigga. Okay? So, ever since he got ran out of town, he doesn't...
Why would you... it's so illogical.
I don't know.
You spend your whole career saying, I don't have receivers. Then you get the best one you can ever get.
And you're mad that we like him more than we like you?
Nigga,
are you an
win the fucking game, fucking dweeb.
You're mad he wants the ball.
Exactly. Like,
play
so...
Playing a broken leg.
And so, after he played in the Super Bowl, what a fucking broken leg, you fucking...
So, after... Oh, my God. After Donovan McNabb leaves Philly... He never skipped an opportunity or passed up an opportunity to talk shit about us. And nothing has changed over the past 10 years. So recently he said that...
He had to be quiet last year because he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he had to
I didn't hear shit from him all year that year we won the Super Bowl. I thought that nigga died in Chicago choking on a sub sandwich next to Justin Smollett. Second Justin Smollett wrestler. Yeah. I'm going for three. Yeah. Check it out for the episode.
But yeah, he hasn't missed an opportunity. So recently he said, if Carson Wentz gets hurt again and we don't and something by 2020.
Nah, he said not only if he gets hurt, if he doesn't advance deep into the playoffs these next 2 years, the Eagles should think about drafting a quarterback high.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with that statement. But it's the fact that it's coming from Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, nigga,
why the fuck are you talking about Carson Wentz getting hurt 2 years from now? What are you talking about? Nigga, why are you even saying that?
Why are you talking about it? How are you hating on the
That's
future? Like me breaking up with my ex still thinking about what my ex should do.
Yeah, that's like...
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, like...
But she should really stay away from that nigga. Like, nigga, mind your fucking business.
What are you talking about?
We aren't together no more. Fuck off.
If anything, because we didn't forget, you got fired from ESPN for sexual harassment.
Yeah, yeah, nigga.
You need to stay under a rock, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. How about that?
Sending jerk off pics.
Yeah, come on,
McNasty.
Dog.
McNasty. McNutter.
McNut.
McDingle dangle. Back to Russ, bitch ass.
Yeah, Court, you were about to say something about Russ, I believe.
Yeah, like the whole situation, it kind of reminds me of like when a bully gets beat the fuck up and he just has no answer.
He can't say anything.
He really can't say anything.
He was talking all that shit, talking about he the man and he do this.
They were celebrating like crazy.
Triple-double.
When they won that one game, they were celebrating like they won the
series. Yeah, they were doing the Dame time. Like,
rocking the baby.
Like, yo. You're useless if you're not driving to the rack.
Yeah.
And then niggas want to say he's the best point guard. He's not even a fucking point guard.
He's not even the best player on his team.
And that's when I have a problem. When niggas who aren't the best player on the team play like they're the best player on the team, you're doomed for failure.
Paul George is having a solid game this past in the last game. Paul George is having a good game.
Nah, yeah, don't forget 30s.
Yeah, 30s. Why did Russ try to drive on Al-Farouq Aminu?
Because
on the last he's so selfish, bro. I don't think he even
is an idiot.
Idiot. I don't even think he understands it either.
And
like,
the thing is, Paul George is at the three, like,
yeah,
trying to clap for the ball.
Like, I don't think he has that part of his brain to acknowledge that, oh, this player is better than me. Or this player is hotter than me. This player can shoot better than me. Let me give him the ball.
Yeah.
I feel like he only passes the ball because if I pass the ball,
I'll get a stat.
It's an assist for me.
Yeah.
I think he's very Russ centric.
I think he has an ego, bro.
But did you also see the layup that the attempt? The
Why shot would
attempt?
You? What are you doing?
Did you see it? Like, if you go back and what watch is this,
NBA
left,
Street,
it was so bad. Like, he tried to force a layup.
He didn't
that
even
just,
bother to guard Dame off the rebound.
He left Paul George on him. Like, it was just all bad, man.
Oh my
do you
god!
Do you think KD and Paul George spoke?
If I'm KD, I'd have been like, told you, nigga.
Yeah, if I'm KD, and I don't even fuck with
told you,
him,
nigga.
But if I'm KD, I'm reaching out to Paul George, like, yo, that's the shit I was telling you about. Like, if you didn't see it before, you see it now.
Because that's got to be so frustrating.
Yeah, because think about it. There's probably games during the regular season that nobody cares about, that nobody really pays attention to, and things that we don't know how they were supposed to go, but it went one way, but it wasn't supposed to be that way. Mm-hmm. And, like, we won't know, but KD can sit there and watch some shit like this and then talk to Paul George and be like, yo, that was happening 6 years ago.
Just send him an emoji with a smirk.
Right? Yeah, like that.
I know he's just watching the game like, he's still doing that same shit.
That shit
he's still
so,
driving to the left.
That shit is so crazy.
Trying to do under his legs to the right with me in the corner by myself.
Yep.
Better than him.
That shit is so crazy, man.
Like he's a stat padding loser, and I'm glad that everybody's starting to see it. I want everybody to know he's a fraud. He's not it. He's never been it. He'll never be it. He is a loser forever.
Yeah, he's done out here.
He's done out here. He's done in these streets. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do to save him at this point.
Yeah.
I think the only thing is maybe moving to the two guard.
Yeah, he
and
needs
get
a point
him
guard.
Like a Chris Paul type,
he needs
maybe
a point guard.
Like a Mike Conley
he ain't the
to point guard.
Guard
with him.
He can't shoot. What you put him at the two for?
There's a lot of niggas at the two that can't shoot.
But then they're not on championship teams, though, bro.
Russ isn't going to be a champion anyway.
Bro, you know he's making $38 million next year.
Yeah. Yuck.
He's and making then, 40. And, it's like 41.
Yuck.
And then 41 the year at. He hasn't even started his
match.
Yeah, the Thunder are screwed.
Ew,
they're screwed.
Imagine giving that nigga the max.
They're screwed.
40. Yuck. Move them back to Seattle, man. Move them back to Seattle.
Shit, they might have to after this.
Yeah.
They probably can't afford
bankrupt.
Oklahoma. it's not looking good for them, man.
Stinky,
now, how long
smelly.
Is Paul George there?
He's out of max too, so he's gonna be there for a while. They're both married right
they're,
now.
They're fucked.
That's crazy. Because if I'm Paul George, I'm really in the bed right now. Like I gotta get the fuck out of here. If I ever
go Jimmy Butler, man, just start causing trouble.
Yeah, just start smacking.
Trade
niggas.
Me.
Start like, smacking niggas. Like start going to the game. Start
just
kicking,
go to Dennis Schroeder and smack the shit out of him.
Yeah, just start talking shit like in practice. Start kicking the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know, nigga. Back into somebody's
just
car in the
shit
parking
on the,
lot.
Shit on the court.
Yeah.
Just pull your pants down and doo-doo right on the court.
He got to get to L.A. by any means necessary because it's over for him if he stays in Oklahoma. Because it's not even attractive anymore. Nobody wants to go to a city where the point guard...
It's a shitty city with a fucking...
20-20-20 and can't make it out the first round because he's only worried about his fucking stats.
Fucking bum.
So let's move over to baseball.
Oh yeah. Real quick, yeah, we want to just want to highlight this real quick because it's interesting to moi. There's a player by the name of Tim Anderson. He plays for the Chicago White Sox, right?
Yes.
So
baseball,
yeah. Hit the ball over the wall, yeah.
Yes.
So Tim Anderson plays for the White Sox. I think this happened like 2 weeks ago now. So Tim Anderson fucking cranks one. You know what I'm saying? The shit went dumb far, and he does a bat flip. Now a bat flip is an unwritten rule in baseball that it's just disrespectful towards the opponent.
It's not even a rule.
It's unwritten. Yeah,
I suck my dick.
It's one of those rules. It's like at the end of a basketball game, you're up by 10, and somebody does a between the legs dunk. Disrespectful, right?
Right. Suck my dick.
Yeah, suck my dick. One of those. But at the same time, there's no celebrating in baseball, so that's kind of like when somebody scores a touchdown, you know, that's the end zone. It's the same thing.
This sport is so trash.
Yeah, they don't...
It's so trash.
Yeah, it is. So basically, after Tim Anderson does this, he comes up to his next.
Is there a reason why he did it?
No, he was just having fun.
Okay, he was just fucking.
He's
doing
a black guy. He's black. He's a black guy from the South. Like, just, yeah, he's just showing.
He was just having fun. Yeah. There was no reason he did it. He hit a home run. Capping. He hit a home run. He was like, "Let's fucking go."
Okay,
yeah,
right, that's fine.
So his next at bat, niggas throw the ball at him. They beam him.
What? Right? They hit him.
They hit him with the ball.
Yeah. A pitcher threw the ball.
The pitcher threw the ball at him. Yes.
Like throwing like a pitcher.
Yes. Yeah. His next at bat, because they were mad that he bat flipped. Right.
Right.
So,
pussy.
Benches, had a problem, the bench is clear. There's people everywhere. Apparently, he called the pitcher a weak ass nigga.
Okay.
Somewhere in this mix.
Yeah, he sure
and
have.
He got suspended for one game for saying nigga.
What was the nigga that beamed him?
He got 5 games.
Oh, all right.
Which makes it a little more acceptable, right?
All
right. But also, he got suspended for saying nigga. What?
Listen, I know he's black.
That's why. That's the issue. He got suspended.
Right.
But and then also this brought out.
I'm just saying, I can see why he got it. Because
yeah, it makes
it's
sense.
It's a family. They see it as a family sport. And they don't want you using that kind of language.
Family sports.
And I guess it's like
they're all professional. They're all grown ass men too.
Yeah.
So it's like they don't like seeing people of color in this sport have fun. They hate these niggas. They really do.
After doing research, the average viewer for a baseball game is a 55-year-old white male.
Yeah.
So
duh.
So they don't want to see black guys gallivanting.
They hate it.
Yeah.
They really don't like this shit. Like, it's so crazy.
Suspending him is they're just catering to the viewers.
Yeah.
Because after that wave, nobody's watching baseball.
Nobody's watching.
Yo, bro, I can't wait for like in the next 10 years where baseball is fucking extinct because
soccer.
I need soccer to just come in and take all that baseball time. When these baby boomers die off, sorry, grandparents. I love y'all forever. Sorry to all our grandparents, but yeah. I don't mean y'all.
Yeah.
But the mother niggas, the baseball baby boomers, when them niggas die off, and then baseball is just out of here, and then I can get my soccer coming in.
Yeah.
That's when
I mean, soccer, they actually did pretty well, though. They were it was on primetime. It was on primetime television here. Yeah. Like, they were showing
Champions League is on primetime.
It was on ESPN. They were showing
soccer is an amazing sport, and shit's on baseball every day of the week.
But my thing is, why can't they coexist?
Because baseball sucks.
I like baseball. Is, like, you
baseball sucks. Like, listen to all the reasons why baseball sucks. First of all, it's boring. Mm-hmm. Number one, it's very long.
Mm-hmm.
It's boring. The season is long. The games are long. It's not all action going. The most exciting thing you could ever see is a nigga hit the ball and it goes far. That's the peak excitement.
Yeah.
And then, like, three other niggas run around the diamond, too. So, what's that, a grand slam?
Yeah.
Right. So, fucking omelet at Denny's. Grand slam. Yay. So, there's that. And then, now they have all these dumb unwritten rules. You can't flip the bat when you do the one good thing you can do in baseball. Yeah. Like, what are they trying to make this a rigid robot sport? Like
they want it to remain what it's always been. They don't want to see any like changes in.
Well, bro, it's 2019.
That's what I'm saying.
And that game started in 1908.
Yeah.
Basketball's not the same.
Yeah.
Football's not the same.
Yeah, they just
all these sports are not the same from when they first started, nigga. Yeah. If we were still playing the same basketball, it would be a bunch of fucking accountants, white boys throwing a basketball in the peach baskets.
Basically, at the point baseball is right now, it's at the you hate to see it stage.
That's trash.
The thing is, like, there's a lot of young up and coming people of color. Hispanics and black
niggas. And we're taking over this shit. We're going to take over
and
all
this
shit.
And you know who's also going through it? The NHL. There are so many niggas in that league now. I don't know if y'all seen it.
No, like, I haven't.
On each team, just watch. Try to watch an NHL game. Watch the first 2 minutes of the shit. You'll see how many niggas are on the ice now. Like, the shit is crazy. But
no, I'm saying
they're not gonna like it. Like, but it is what it is.
And then, like, I know I was listening to another podcast because, you know, like, baseball, like, at certain cities, like, the racism is very overt. Like, mm-hmm. Boston, like, they throwing bananas on the field at mm-hmm. Adam Jones, mm-hmm. who's outfielder for the for Baltimore, mm-hmm. the shit like that. So it's just like, at this point in time, it's like, it's just crazy that
we're dealing with this. Yeah, why are we dealing with this? We
have a little bit of fun, and they're like,
mm-hmm. and it just. It's like a sport that's, like, not built to be fun.
At all.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it's built to be fun.
Yeah, like, literally, bro.
And the sport in and of itself is boring.
Yeah. After he hit that home run and after he did the bat flip, there were so many players that were, like, act like you've been there and act like you've done it before, da-da-da-da. There was managers coming out saying that baseball is supposed to be intellectually intriguing.
There's nothing intellectually intriguing about baseball.
Bro, they were making up a bunch of bullshit as to why, like, niggas shouldn't have fun. Like,
it's a simple sport.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
I've never seen a more simple and more drawn out sport. Like, mm-hmm. all right, I really want to understand, like, what's tactically, like, something you got to really deeply think about mm-hmm. in baseball besides maybe lineups.
There are tactics. As far as pitching and stuff like that, it's a lot of stats. It's a lot of numbers. Yeah. Baseball is like a number. Like, it's a lot of numbers that if you don't really pay attention to baseball, you would think they just threw the shit and then mm-hmm. he tries to hit it. Like, there is actually a lot of different things that go into it as far as, like, the intriguing side. And
right.
But when you're watching that shit, you don't. That's like saying, when I watch football, if somebody that never watched football before is just watching it on TV, they're not going to want to see, like, oh, well, what defense are they in? Nigga, no, they want to see niggas hit each other.
Right.
Like, that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but, like, in baseball, there's no plays.
There's
what's a play? You take what the offense give you in the
read,
defense.
React. That's it. It's a reaction sport.
Like, in baseball, sport. It's like, all right, they're running the cover two, so we got to mm-hmm. do this. The quarterback has to look for this, this, and this. The running back has to hit this gap. Mm-hmm. Old lineman has to hit this gap. I mean, defenders got to look at this. Yeah. They got to be watching this. You're going to spy on the QB. Mm-hmm. You do whatever. You're playing a deep cover, whatever.
Yeah, football is definitely, like, way more intellectually, like, intriguing.
Basketball. Not so much.
Basketball, I mean, there's still a lot that goes into basketball.
Like,
there's a lot that goes into basketball.
I mean, we're not comparing basketball. Basketball's way more exciting.
Like, yeah.
But,
like, just baseball, just fuck off.
Yeah.
Just baseball.
I don't know. What's next?
I don't know. Please.
Shout out to Tim Anderson.
Yeah, please.
Let's go, nigga.
Whew, that was a lot of sports.
Yeah.
Finally out of here, though. Yeah. What do we got next?
What do we want to talk about?
I think we're talking about Jordan.
Who?
Jordan.
Jordan Woods.
Oh, almost forgot about that. So, Jordan Woods, are they still friends? Ex-friend, I guess, of Kylie Jenner. Mm-hmm. The one who allegedly cheated with Tristan Thompson, even though they just kissed. I don't think they actually fucked. I really don't.
I definitely think he fucked.
I don't think he did. So apparently, after everything that she's went through, she came out and said, "I know it's." Does anybody have the exact quote? I don't have the exact quote, but basically, she says, "She said I know what it's like to be a black woman in America now,
bitch." What?
Now, surprise, surprise. She's been black this whole time. But she said,
surprise.
She's just figuring it out. Where to go? Yeah, she said, I understood for the first time what it's like being a black woman in society. Spoken from a woman who was born and raised in Calabasas, California.
I have a lot of problems with that statement. Like, a lot.
I do too, but I understand why she said it. I get it.
Sure.
Not saying it's fine, but I understand why she feels that way.
That's I feel like that statement has a lot of, like, no accountability in their statement.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, nobody was coming at you because you were black. Or because you're a black woman in America. Niggas are coming at you because you cheated with a married man.
Yeah, that too.
That you knew was married. Like, you fucked. Like, well, I won't say you fucked, but you kissed it. Like, and you, like, you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you did something wrong.
Mm-hmm. But you know, but the thing
now
about
now that it, people might have overreacted. Okay.
Yeah.
But
you know,
because
the
they did, we're not going
to
say
and shit. So they were probably saying some wild shit to her.
Of
That's
course they
why.
Did because if she would have did this shit to Nicki Minaj's man, she would have got wild shit said to her.
Yeah. Probably
maybe worse. Even wilder.
Probably worse.
You know what I mean? Niggas got their stance, but don't use it because, oh, it's because I'm a black one and red. No, because you did some shitty shit.
Yeah, you did some shit.
Now, was done. Now may them have overreacted?
Hell yeah.
Most, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. But don't give me that. Don't give me that. It's black women in America are going through way more real shit because they are black women. And not this. Not because of some shit that you had complete control over doing.
Yeah.
No. You can go somewhere with that.
And Hollywood shit don't count. Yeah. you can't count this. Like, this isn't like you got like wrongfully arrested or some shit. Like,
yeah, you didn't get beat up in the street.
Yeah.
You didn't get suplexed by a cop because you were selling lemonade. Yeah. No. You kissed a married man and the friend,
and the
fans of that married man, what married man's wife, are upset at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe too upset? Yeah.
What? Yeah, you had it coming.
Had it coming, bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, but like when I say it, I understand what she was saying. She was pretty sheltered, I guess you could say. Like, those celebrities that live in Calabasas, they're in their own world. She was out of touch with reality.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? It's about like when Lil Wayne was like, there is no racism. Like, niggas ain't racist to me.
Yeah.
They're not racist. They're not racist.
You.
Lil Wayne has been out of touch for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, he almost
famous.
He's one of those niggas that damn near transcended his race. Like, he's not even black. He's just Lil Wayne. Like,
I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, yes. Exactly that. That's what Lil Wayne was on. I feel like that's the cloud that Jordan Woods was on. She was like, she probably at one point said,
I'm just Jordan.
Color. Yeah, Kylie's probably like, I don't see color. She probably like Kylie say nigga and all
I
that.
I just see my friends.
Yeah, I see my friends. I don't know. Like, and being in Calabasas, it's that fucking cloud, man. It's just that's where celebrities are, and they just only see each other, and it's a bunch of money, and everybody gets treated the same there because they're all fucking rich. There's nobody there that's like living on the street or some shit. You don't live on the streets of Calabasas. It don't happen. But she was just living in that bubble, and we see it a lot with these celebrities that live in that bubble. Like, they just don't understand. They're so out of touch. And I feel like this kind of brought her out of that because she was exposed a little. So, but she's still in Calabasas, so it doesn't matter. Like, she's still there. She's still rich.
Yeah, you're still so rich. Only you're so still much, really not hurting, bitch.
Yeah, there's only so much you're going to deal with.
You're getting opportunities, honestly.
Yeah. She got more popular.
You're
now.
Coming up, yeah. Really.
People care about her now. Nobody cared about fucking Jordan. Nobody cared about her before this.
No.
Nobody give a fuck about Jordan Woods. She was just Kylie Jenner's friend.
Exactly.
And now she has her own name. Now she's probably gonna have a makeup line and shit, and
1,000%. Yeah, I don't
eat that shit up. Doesn't really make sense to me, but whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Yeah. I don't get it. Like, that shit. I don't know why people just cling to those type of people. Like, when anybody has some type of drama, they just stand anything. I don't get it.
Your stands are weird. Like, anybody stand who just culture, like.
That shit is toxic. You want to talk about toxicity?
You niggas are fucking weird.
That shit is toxic. All right.
Like, you niggas are fucking weird.
I know we talk about that shit a lot, but it's bad, man.
It's really bad.
Get on Twitter. It's bad. It's not bad. It's not healthy.
It's not healthy behavior. It's not healthy thinking.
Mm-mm.
It's just all bad.
Yeah.
And what else? What else have we got? I don't want to talk about this. So Coachella. Last week.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different things went off. I know what we can talk about.
Kanye?
Fucking, we'll get to Kanye because we will.
Mm-hmm.
But Beyonce.
Yes.
Did y'all watch the documentary thing?
Yeah, I started it. I finished most of it, but I also saw the Coachella performance.
Mm-hmm. So I saw the Coachella performance.
If you saw the Coachella performance, you don't really have to watch it. Okay. It's the same thing.
Okay.
She just put it on Netflix for people who didn't see it. There's like a couple scenes in between, but the shit was fire. I mean, if you saw the performance, you know what it was. It was dope.
I heard about the diet she was on. God bless you, ladies, if you're going to try to attempt that diet.
What was that? I heard about it, but I didn't.
Well, she's already vegan, so what could get worse from there?
Oh, it was.
It's crazy?
It was bare bones.
Beyonce, I think people underestimate her work ethic.
I know.
Her discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is a hard-working woman. Like,
I will never. Okay. I'm not a stan by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think she.
Mm-hmm.
like the greatest. I think
she's the greatest female performer of all time.
All time, yeah. 1,000%.
And she's second. She's second behind Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, then her. 100%. I don't think all of her music is that great. I don't think.
I think anybody should be able to say like all. Obviously, everything that she has that she's put out isn't like amazing, but 90% of it is damn good.
I would say 85. Yes, I would agree with that. Now, like, I'm no standby to the stretch of the man, but I can recognize that she is one of the hardest working women I have ever. She just is.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
And her the way she moves is really smart. Like, she doesn't get caught in any drama, none whatsoever. Yeah, the only thing she really got caught in was the elevator thing, but.
That's her husband.
It was her husband. She didn't do anything. Even she doesn't get on the air. She doesn't do the interviews and say dumb shit. Like, she moves really smart, and she's very stress-free when it comes to her career.
Right.
So she does everything the right way.
She does. She does do everything the right way. It's pretty dope.
I feel like if you hate on Beyonce, you're just hating on her just to do it, really.
Yeah, you're just a hater.
She doesn't really give people reason to hate. She doesn't say shit.
The only thing I have an issue with is just the level of stand-up is a little.
It's her fans.
It's weird.
Yeah, I just don't like white people talking about Beyonce.
I don't care about that.
Nah,
I just don't
talk about her.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you mean. But I don't want to be like.
Like, no.
I don't want to be like that, no, but I know
I'm
exactly.
like that. When I see it. Well, I have two battles with white people with that. Like, I hate, like, the white women that, like, fake fetishize her music, but, like, they go completely mum about her contributions to the black community.
Oh, just, okay.
Yeah. And then, like, that's another thing.
She's very well into it.
That really bothers me is I hate white people that, like, badmouth Beyonce. Because, again, like you said, she doesn't do anything bad. Just like,
so you know it's coming from a place like you really just hate this black woman.
Yeah, that's it. And that bothers me.
Yeah,
that this black woman is balling and shitting on the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then even with this whole tied into the Netflix thing, she put out Homecoming, which is the live album of the Netflix series, and she got like songs on there that are just like all recorded. Like, it's that shit is fire, by the way. And what she's doing with the Homecoming thing, she's just promoting black colleges and black, you know, Greek life. So she's like shining light to like all of that. Like, so she's
God bless them.
Yeah, for real. You'll never catch me at HBC.
God bless the HBC.
Fuck that.
God bless.
I went to Kane University.
I watched too many videos of people who go to HBC showing me pictures of their dorms.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Fucking bugs and roaches. Nigga,
imagine.
And shit.
Did y'all ever have community bathrooms?
No, it was just with the two dorms. Like this,
that's fine. Yeah,
nah, but like my
a quad is fine.
She just graduated from Howard. Mm-hmm. They had to move her to another dorm because the rats were so bad.
And I could never. I'm too bougie for that.
That's Howard. That's like one of the upper echelon
HBCUs.
A community bathroom. You telling me I got to leave my dorm and go to the bathroom where everybody
Howard
goes?
Has a community.
I had one.
Fuck that.
In my freshman dorm, I had one.
Really?
But it was cleaned like 2-3 times a day. Like,
disgusting.
It was like a cleaning service. They do.
I swear to God, that would have turned me off, bro. If they would have told me freshman year I got to walk down the hallway to
I had to walk down with the little caddy and the
shit. I would have been
in my flip flops and my towel.
I would have been disgusted. Like, I'm not. I had to do that. I know my cousin was living like that at Hampton. Yeah, I couldn't do it. Not me, man.
It builds character.
If my bathroom wasn't 5 steps away from my bedroom, I wasn't going there. Fuck that.
Okay, Richie Rich.
You're goddamn right, nigga. You know how much we pay for this shit?
Nah, he's right. That's very true. That's a point.
I can't have a bathroom in my room? Fuck out of here.
I mean, I guess.
That shit was like a hotel. I lived in the new freshman dorm, everything. Fuck out of here.
But yeah.
Yeah, but shout out to Beyonce, bro.
Yeah. Let me stop everybody right now from thinking that whole Frankie Beverly and Maze cover is going to be the new thing. No, that shit's garbage.
I don't think it's garbage, but it's not going to be the new thing.
Let's stop that right there.
It's definitely going to be something that I'm going to have to play at, like the cookout.
You're going to have to.
It's not taking over.
That
I
shit
like
stinks
it.
To me.
Really, I like it. Did you listen to the full song?
Yes. They try to do like a bounce with it. Like,
yeah, it's definitely
that song is not meant to do that. It's not meant to do
well. That bounce is kind of like the go-go wave. They just do it to everything.
Yeah.
So,
but it's just some songs that. It ain't, it's not
some songs should be untouchable. That song shouldn't have been touched.
Yeah, like,
but I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. I liked it. Is it gonna take over the original? I don't know, but it was pretty good.
What else happened in Coachella?
Kanye's church clothes.
Did you see, before we get to one last thing, did you see the Donald Glover Rihanna movie?
Oh yeah, Guava Island. Yeah, fire.
Well, it was a good movie.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, get all you gotta do is get Amazon Prime for like the free trial and then cancel it.
Oh, that's a lot. I think
not really. You probably already have. If you have Amazon already, just sign up for Amazon Prime and just cancel it before it does its thing.
All right,
cause I just did it the other day. And you can set a reminder. You can set a reminder too. Like, remind me 3 days before it renews. But right. Yeah, it's actually pretty good. It has like an 80s feel to it. I mean, neither one of y'all saw.
I know Rihanna was looking good in
that. She was looking goddamn good.
In the pictures and stills that I saw, like, she was looking damn good, bro.
She looked so good in that, bro. Yeah, she, and her acting wasn't bad. I mean, she was really being herself. Like, she didn't have that many lines.
Right.
She was talking, but it wasn't like anything like that you actually have to try.
Well, that's good.
It was good. It was good, though. Donna Glover did his thing.
Good, good, good. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get to really what we wanted to talk about with that. Kanye. So Kanye did on Easter Sunday, it was a few days ago. I don't know if you haven't been paying attention to Kanye lately, because you might have missed it, because he's actually been pretty low key.
He's been quiet. Yeah.
He's been quiet for a while now. But one thing he has been doing is like he's been doing this thing called Sunday service for like the past couple months, where every Sunday is like he gets like a choir and he's like a group of musicians. He has, like, his daughters come out. His daughters, like, his kids come out. Their friends, like, Kim comes out sometimes. Family and friends and, like, music industry people. And then, like, a choir. Like, a select group of people, though. And it just be, like, it's like a jam session.
Yeah.
A lot of the music is, like, religious music, like Kirk Franklin. Mm-hmm. They'll do, like, other music, like Soul to Soul. Mm-hmm. Different shit like that. And, you know, it's like a little, like, just like a jam session.
Yeah,
in a break, it'll be like some prayers. It's like a Sunday service, kind of like
that. That's exactly what it is.
So essentially, he brought that to Coachella,
but it was weird though.
It was weird.
What was weird to me was how they had it set up. How they were like kind of on a hill, and the crowd was like 1,000 feet away. Like, so did you see the setup? The crowd was so far away.
You kind of want them far away. You do.
But they were so far, it's like,
because
you would
not,
squint and be like, I think that's Kanye, but I can't tell.
I understand that, because shit was like, I was they're like in nature right there. Like, they're not, that's not a stage.
But it was supposed to be. Like, that's where the performance was.
I didn't mean it like that. I mean, like, they're not on a physical stage where it's like barriers to protect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think they wanted to have that aesthetic because it's like, I don't know.
It looked cool, but if I was in the crowd, I'd have been like, them niggas are all the way over there.
Right.
Like, I came here to see them. Why the fuck are they all the way over there? Yeah. Like, I gotta watch them from here. I don't know what I'm saying. But it looked cool. And then the way they streamed it, I hated it.
Like, yeah, I didn't like that. Yeah,
the little hole, that shit was so frustrating.
That was stupid.
That was.
They had, so it was DMX there.
Yeah.
Chance the Rapper was there.
Kid Cudi,
Teyana Teller. So they basically brought that to Coachella. And, you know, same tone, religious undertones, overtones, different things of that nature. And people have an issue. I guess they're saying, like, it's a gimmick. Because I guess he was selling merch.
I get it, though. I get it.
I get it, too.
Because people are saying the same thing with Chance the Rapper. Like, get this shit the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And I understand it. And I go to church. I'm a Christian. Yes. But when I see shit like this, it's kind of like, is it a gimmick? It's like the same thing with Logic. Was like, oh, don't kill yourself. Like, are you using, like,
that's the Logic here. Yeah. Don't kill yourself.
Don't kill yourself.
Don't kill yourself. An album by Logic.
An album by Logic.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Stay alive.
Yeah. Did I tell you I'm mixed?
Yeah.
Mixed.
Can we talk about? Nah, we ain't gonna talk about it. Logic fucking sucks. If you listen to Logic,
you're trying. He stinks, bro.
He's terrible.
He stinks.
He is garbage.
Brother.
Oh, damn, here we go again. It's my time to shine. Did I mention you I was mixed with lemon and lime? Fuck out of here, nigga. He sucks. He stinks. Okay, stop trying to convince yourself that he is a good rapper because he's not. Okay,
that nigga's doo-doo.
Just because he raps fast, it doesn't.
That's
mean
how. That's a lot of niggas fool niggas by rapping fast. Listen, him, Machine Gun Kelly.
Exactly.
I don't care so that you rap fast.
It's all
fast
smokes and mirrors.
And like the slump, the ski mask, the slump god.
I put a diaper in. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Shut up, nigga. No.
Shut up.
Fuck off.
And I don't mind ski mask, but I, nigga, just because you rap fast doesn't mean you're rapping good.
No, at all. Please.
Ugh, goodness gracious. I don't know why people fall for that shit.
All the time.
Every single time.
I can't process it, so it must be good. But with the Kanye thing, like, all right, so yeah. I like with him is I've been shitting on him a long time, mm-hmm. not a long time, but like since the Trump thing is like whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't know. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt here. I feel like this whole thing is like is a way for him to heal because mm-hmm. it seems like.
You see how emotional he was.
I see how emotional he is.
It seems genuine,
and it seems genuine. Like I don't think. Even though he's going through a lot as mentally ill or he is, I don't think you can fake that kind of emotion.
Yeah.
I don't think you fake that. And it's not just he's been doing it on Coachella. Like, when I watch the Sunday services, that the private ones, mm-hmm. he gets emotional like that. So yeah. I feel like this is an avenue to heal. Mm-hmm. And I hope that's the case. And I really want
to... I want it to be too,
and then
but...
Let's, and then there's a lot of people that's saying, like, oh, he's using religion as a... He's always had religious themes in his music for the longest time.
Jesus Walks was on his first album.
Jesus Walks, You'll Never Let Me Down. Mm-hmm. Things like that. Like, this is not anything new.
Mm-hmm. From Kanye.
If anything, it's him getting back to it.
Yeah.
Because he left it alone for a while.
Yeah.
Nigga, fucking on Ultraline Beam, he had a choir.
He did.
Like, this is what he does. This is...
That's
his
lane, kind
of. That's his style.
But the only thing is, like, Kanye is like, you just gotta... You just hope he's not doing it just to be cool, or just like I hope it's genuine. Like,
I think
it's just hard for people to grasp because that point when he was calling himself Yeezus, and it was just like weird. It got real weird. I love Yeezus. I saw the concert. And
great album.
It was cool, but it did get weird when he was like, "I just told you what I was. Yeah. Oh God."
I think that nigga.
I love Jesus. Yeah. Jesus is my favorite person. I think I'm Jesus. Like, he was really talking like that. Yeah. So I feel like that kind of deterred people, turned people off. It turned me off because I was like, yo, this nigga's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like, where is he? Like, what?
I think it's years of being mentally ill and having been unchecked. Mm-hmm. I honestly think that he's starting to hit a point where he's starting to really heal. And I have no facts to back this up. None of us do. Because we don't know this nigga.
Yeah.
But from what I see, from what my gut tells me, I feel like he's finally starting to actually heal and, you know, maybe make some inroads to normalcy. Or
that's all
what he was before his mother passed. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's all you can hope for as a fan of his. But I think when people go in on him like this, I think it's the MAGA thing left a really, really, really bad taste in people's mouth. Understandably so. I get it. But I think because of that, they're just going to shit on him no matter what he does at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because niggas already hate you, Kanye, because of his arrogance already. Then you married a Kardashian, and that's like, oof. That's super big no-no. Because for some weird reason, black people hate the Kardashians.
Well,
I mean,
I don't get it.
He kind of rapped.
That's a discussion for another day.
But he rapped about the nigga that he became. And when you get out, when you get on, you leave an asshole white girl. Like, he turned into the nigga that he used to rap about.
I understand, but you don't know. You never know what trauma does to people.
Yes, but still, that's what turned people off so easily. Like, it's like, damn, Kanye, you. Right, he even made a song. I miss the old Kanye. Like, he's just not. It was hard for people to get it because he turned into the nigga that he used to make fun of.
What I've noticed,
we used to make fun of him, of that nigga with him.
Well, what I've noticed with mental illness and people going through depression and trauma and different things of that nature, it's like you trying to grasp it yourself is not helping anything. Like, you trying to understand, trying to put it in the realm of your understanding is not helping. All you should do is just be there to support. And I mean, we can't really support him like that because we don't know him like that. Mm-hmm. But like trying to like frame it with how you understand it, and if I don't understand it, then it's this, and I'm going to dismiss it as that. That's not, excuse me, that's not helpful, I don't think. So, yeah, like he became the nigga he rapped about. Like, nigga went through some traumatic shit, and you'll never know how people deal with trauma, how people grieve, how people change, and like how people deal with that stress. Like, you know, it deals other people differently. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I've never been with what he's been through. I haven't lost my mother. Mm-hmm. I pray to God I don't anytime soon. Mm-hmm. And you know, him going through that, and it's like really your only family member. Oof.
Yeah.
And you're rich, and you know a lot of people saying being rich makes you lonely. Mm-hmm. Then you lose the only thing you got. Oh man,
that's true.
How lonely?
That's probably really, that was the turning point in his life. I mean, everybody
like probably, wow, like wow. That's probably woo.
Yeah,
I couldn't imagine, my nigga.
And we all knew that was like his best friend. Like,
yeah, that's,
you can't even really trust nobody when you got that kind of money because you don't know who really is there for you or they just there for
you. Literally lost the only person in this world you could trust, the only one. Because he can't trust his family because, remember, he had the issue with his one cousin that stole his fucking laptop.
Yeah.
So,
Your cousin.
That
you grew up
family.
With.
So you can't trust your family. You can't trust your friends. Mm-hmm. The only person you could trust is gone. I can only imagine what the mind goes through after that.
You got to understand, he blames himself for his mom's loss. Like, that too.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the plastic surgery, because he was saying that his mom would still be here if he was never famous, because she wouldn't have got never gotten that surgery. So he blames himself for her not being
sure. I'm sure he does. Like, and I'm saying,
not
like
he said he did.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, like, you know, you never know how people deal with that.
Yeah,
and has it been a long time for some people in that frame of reference? Yeah. Do most people handle that within a shorter amount of time? Sure. But most people
some
don't.
People are, everybody's different.
People aren't famous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're 50 years old and you lose
your
mom,
and
you're just a regular dude, you can get over that in maybe a year or two.
You're not
you
under
can
a
live.
Constant microscope. You don't have to
right.
You don't have to be out in public to make money.
Right, yeah. Right. You don't have to be like, so how do you feel about your mom?
Yeah.
Or shit like that. Like, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, shit like, you know what I mean?
And
everybody in the world. So, I mean, and MAGA shit is fucked up and it's wrong and I can be understand if you're not feeling Kanye after that, but I mean, I don't know. I just
because we were bashing him though. We were not fucking with him.
Maybe it speaks to the soft, forgiving Christian boy inside of me when I see him crying that I want to see him get better.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah,
and I'll ride with that.
Too.
But if this is a gimmick, nigga, boy,
yeah,
you might have lost one.
Yeah.
If I find out this is some gimmick shit, I don't think I could fuck with him anymore. Like, that would probably be the last straw for me.
Yeah, using Christianity as a gimmick.
Like, yeah, if you were really on some shit like that, on some sinister shit, and that if it ever comes out to that to be the case, I definitely wouldn't be able to fuck with him no more. At all.
And I'm sure there's people out there that already say it because they'll be like, look at Yeezus. But we...
Yeah.
But also, like we said, he's been doing this shit since day one, so... It's really how you interpret it. Golden State is losing.
Yeah, losing by 11.
Yeah, they're prolonging their series. They got to get them the fuck out of
there. They are fucking around.
Yeah.
They're gonna clean it up though.
Yeah.
What else do we got? I know we have one more thing.
Gary Owen, is that it?
The white people. The whites.
The
are
whites.
In this edition of the whites are acting up.
So.
We have whites acting up everywhere.
Yeah. If you don't know who Gary Owen is, he's a white comedian who's pretty much...
Go on BET, he's the white guy.
Yeah, he's the white guy.
His wife is black.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, did you know Bill Burr's wife is black?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Did not know that.
Not shocking.
Yeah, I went to his show February.
Really?
In AC.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he
great
did.
Great show.
Yeah, he's funny. Bill Burr's hilarious.
And he talks about his wife in there.
Yeah, but like when I hear stand-up and I hear him like talk about his wife, I don't imagine that a black woman.
Nah, he even talks about like the issues like sometimes they have. Because I don't get like racist vibes from him. I don't know him. But like he was telling a story about like how he was just saying like her reaction sometimes are different from like a white woman's reaction. And he doesn't know what to do. So he doesn't do anything.
Right, right.
Yeah. Smart.
It's so exactly.
You're pretty smart, Bill Burr. Sit there. Saying, like, and just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but he was saying that like she's like a very independent woman. She works. She doesn't like fend off him. Like she has her own job, her own money. And, like she works at like, I think like she has like a normal job too. But he was just saying like sometimes like the way she reacts, like the household that he grew up in, women didn't react like that. Mm-hmm. So he says he just sits there. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, don't do shit. Play it smart.
Mm-hmm. But you know, like he used to a household, like he's used to like I guess the women are probably more submissive.
Yeah, well, I think he's a white
Irish dude
from Boston.
And he from Boston?
Yeah, yeah. From Boston, from Southie.
Yeah.
Like, so you know,
but they put it poor white.
Yeah, the
poorest of the white think they're better than the richest of the black. Okay? Yeah, and that's exactly how they think.
Yeah, yeah.
But with Gary Owen, he was talking about the Pacers, the Trailblazers and Thunder game last night. He said after they hit the shot, he said if Portland's coach could say the N word, that was the perfect time. This N word just hit that shit. Wow. All
right.
Now, Gary Owen is a comedian, and he's basically, as far as comedy, he's like more so in the black community than associated with white. So he's more so associated with black people when it comes to his comedy,
right?
Because those are kind of that's who he caters to, really. Yeah. He be talking to black people, but he be talking like he talks like a white person, but it's to black people,
right?
And I don't know about Mike doesn't really find him funny.
I don't find him funny at all.
I think Gary Owen is hilarious. No. But it's just a case. And he didn't say nigger, but it's just one of those cases.
Nigga,
where it's like,
when you say N-word, you're saying nigger. You like, are saying it.
Yeah. When you're white, you can't hand out the nigger pass, okay? And also, speaking of the nigger pass, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So
whatever you think you can go to a Kinko's,
you can murder Mook,
and you can go to like those don't have like you can't go to Walmart and redeem a nigger pass.
You don't. Yeah.
They don't have like a no. We don't give those out.
Yeah,
you can never get one. You can't buy one. You can't conjure one up. You can't farm for one. Okay, you can't fish for one.
Yeah.
They don't exist.
They don't. We
so
don't hand those out.
Stop moving like that.
And
to
niggas out there, don't. There is no nigga pass. All right.
Why can't you just accept that you can't say the shit?
Stop.
Like, yo, listen. I can't walk on water. I can't fucking fart till I fly.
Yeah.
I can't fucking pee Coca-Cola.
Fart until I fly. White people can't say
nigga. That's it.
Yeah.
I can't jerk off in a police station. You can't say nigga. Like, you can do it, but the consequences are dire. I mean, white people can fix their lips and vocal cords to say nigga.
Yeah, but was it worth it?
Once it happens,
what?
The consequences thou shalt receive.
Yeah.
Are muy grande.
Like, stop.
And we pay your bills for real, Gary. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, we pay your bills, my nigga. Like, you got some nerve.
It's like, you're just too comfortable.
You've been in too many straight to DVD BET movies to not know that this isn't okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
You be around niggas.
You know. He just got too comfortable.
Like, I understand.
It was one of those jokes. Like, I'll let it slide. Like, I'll let it slide.
Funny.
It's fine. It wasn't funny.
He's not funny.
Gary Owen is
not.
Funny.
He's not.
He's funny. Y'all crazy.
He's not funny.
He's funny, man.
He's
Gary
not.
Owen is funny.
Yo, my wife is black. Yo, black people and white people be crazy. I be living with black people because we don't really get down like this in white world.
He don't talk like that. Gary Owen is funny.
He's just
too comfortable. Are niggas really mad at him? Not really. It's just kind of like, yo, Gary, you're white. Shut the fuck up.
Like, relax.
Don't forget.
But it's just a thing with white people. When white people get too comfortable around black people in the community, they almost can be just as bad as
people who aren't
outwardly racist because they just think because I did the work, I put it in. I did the right dances. I wore the sneakers.
Yeah,
I listened to the music. So I'm good now. No.
No, you're still white, bro.
That's like me saying, yo, I go to all the feminist meetings. I went to the marches, and I started calling bitches bitches.
Yeah,
that's not acceptable.
Yeah.
Like,
really, that's exactly what the hell that is. Like,
I can't go. Like, I go to the next feminist meeting, be like, "What's up, bitch?"
Yeah,
I can't do that.
I go to the gay parade. My cousins are gay.
So I'm just letting the F word fly.
I'm just letting her let the F word fly. No, that's their shit. Let them have that. We don't get a chance to say that anymore. I might have said it a long time ago, but
in high school, I was letting that thing rock.
Yeah.
But that was high school.
Yeah.
And I was a different person regularly.
Yeah, and that was, there was a different time period.
A lot less
people were saying a lot of, yeah. It don't work like that. You got to accept shit for what it is.
Yeah, bro.
You got to accept it for what it is at the moment. You can't sit here and talk about shit how it used to be.
Yes.
Okay? It's not, if it's not acceptable now, deal with it. All right? All right. I don't know why people can't just adjust. People don't want to adjust the shit.
Niggas can't adapt. I don't understand why it's not, it's so hard. I don't understand it was so hard about adapting. And it's just simple shit like words.
Yeah.
Like words you usually don't say all the time.
Exactly.
It's like, I would understand if they said it's illegal to say the word the. Yeah, I say the all the time, and you gotta find another word for that. That's hard.
That's a hard thing
to do. But you can't say nigga no more. You wasn't saying that. You wasn't saying that over breakfast.
Yeah, that wasn't one of the words you had to learn in grammar school.
Yeah,
like that wasn't.
That wasn't one of the words
that was a dotted line. Yeah. You had to fill it. The little N was right there.
Yeah. Then the IGGA. You wasn't doing that, man.
You didn't have to do it.
Now sound it out.
You didn't have to put it in a sentence. You didn't have to put it in a sentence. None of that.
Yeah. Use it.
Imagine that.
That nigga nice as hell.
Niggas be tripping. Like, nah, it was never like that.
Oh my god.
I don't know, white people.
So yeah, like, listen, just if you want to be an ally, you want to rock with us, just know your limits. Just be that.
Yeah, be that.
Don't think you can, because you are that, you get some extra privilege.
Yeah, you don't gain anything from that.
You get the privilege of being, I'm a decent human being.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all. And hopefully that should be enough.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your time.
Yep, that's about it.
Jesus. Does anybody else have anything?
Shout out the sponsors.
Oh, no. I know what I wanted to do.
What?
Last thing. Mm-hmm. Endgame this week.
Okay.
I'm going next week.
Endgame going to come out. This podcast is going to come out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, first day, Endgame is going to be out. I will be in the theater watching Endgame, watching Thanos destroy these niggas left and right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see how niggas are making it out of this. Kind of like how niggas ain't making it past Sunday on Game of Thrones.
Whoa.
Niggas ain't living to Monday morning, bro. Them niggas, everybody's dying this weekend.
Listen,
okay,
it's a lot of niggas not making it to Monday. Okay, Captain America, Tormund, Giants, Bane,
Tormund.
All the same.
Yeah.
All right, so. All right, let's just skip Endgame. So let's get to Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
So, YouTube gentlemen have finally gotten your wits about you and have caught on to the phenomena that is Game of Thrones. Each of you tell me where you are in watching it, what's going on, how you feeling about it. Let's start with Corey.
Still in the first episode. Relax.
I respect everybody's journey.
I
respect everybody's journey.
I'm going to invest more time into it because the clips that I do see on Twitter, they're fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I low-key want to do what he did and watch that video that he watched.
So, that's what
bro, no bullshit.
I don't want to do that, though.
No, it's
going to take too long.
It's going to take way too long. It's a great video to watch. Whoever did it,
how long is that video?
20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Whoever did that video hit the nail on the head with everything.
Yeah.
He lets you know all the characters. all their relations. If you can, it's a video you can watch multiple times and not get bored.
Right. Like they had, and if you really want to get in depth, I know there are videos like that.
Yeah.
For each season individually.
Yes.
If you want to get even more in depth and get a little more knowledge, like you watch that for like the whole series.
It was season 1 through 7.
So like I've seen ones where it'd be like a 20-minute analysis or an overview for season 1, then a 20-minute one, 30-minute one for season 2.
Yeah.
So if you really want to, I guess, get a little more in depth, you can do that. And then another option is, short of watching everything, which is impossible, if you want to watch it and catch up for this season while people are watching it, the writers, certain writers and directors of the show have made a list of the 21 most important episodes of the show.
That's fire.
So it's 21 episodes that are like, these are the must-see episodes for you to understand this story.
Yeah. And even there is a lot of information that you don't need. There's a lot of conversations that happen that aren't important.
Game of Thrones is a very lore-heavy franchise where some of it is superfluous. That was crazy. It was superfluous, but if you know it, it adds if you do know it. Like,
Of course.
If you get into it, it adds that you know those extra little tidbits and nuggets of information.
Mm.
So you can do the 21 episode thing. That's probably a little too much too at this point since the season's already started.
Mm.
But that is your suggestion, Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elsie.
So I'm caught up as far as season 8. I've seen these past, it was going on the third episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've seen those. I'm still on season 1. I think I'm on like episode 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I watched the recap, so I know a lot that happened in between. But I still want to watch
in real time.
Yeah, I'm going to watch in real time. I'm going to watch season 8, and I'm going to go back and continue to watch the other seasons as well. Mm-hmm. And I might even go on YouTube just to get more information, because it's really a lot.
Yeah, it is.
This is like taking a class, to be honest. Like, you really have to study.
This show's been on for almost 10 years.
Exactly. So, like, you got to study this shit for real. So, it's pretty interesting to me. I mean, I slept on it for a while. You know, I'm going to keep it real. I wasn't interested. Like, dragons and shit isn't... That's, like, I don't watch that shit. Like... But this is cool. I'm gonna keep watching.
He like first started.
Yeah, when Mike
watched, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
and then I watched the first episode, and it took me a while to just figure out what the fuck they were saying.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always watch Game of Thrones with captions.
That's
number one. Watch with captions. You have to watch that with captions. Yeah. Just to like
it's really a genre that doesn't excite me. But it's interesting once you get the story. And, you know, it becomes a little more relatable.
And to be honest, like, I don't know how this sounds, but, like, I like watching TV shows where I don't have to look at TV shows.
You have to watch this shit.
Yeah.
You cannot look down.
Your attention has to be on this show. You can't be tweeting and shit.
Not even that.
That's why I hate having to watch in live tweet, because it's like, fuck, I'm not really watching. You'll miss something real
easy, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely one of those shows you have to be... attentive to.
Because, like, you know how, like, when you watch The Office, like, you don't have to be watching. You can listen.
You can listen.
What's going on.
But you gotta understand.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know it's two different types of shows. I get that. But, like, I like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, even, like, sometimes with The Sopranos. Like, I don't have to.
Well, Sopranos is wretched.
Yeah.
Compared to Game of Thrones to me.
Yeah. You think everything is wretched compared to Game of Thrones?
No, I don't think The Wire is wretched compared to Game of Thrones. The Wire is really good.
Breaking Bad
is not wretched compared to Game of Thrones.
Okay.
But The Sopranos is definitely wretched compared to Game of Thrones.
Right.
1000% wretched.
Yeah.
Wretched mid. Mid-Reginald.
Middington.
All right, so Game of Thrones, man. These niggas is dying.
Yeah.
You watched the last episode, right?
Yeah. It's not looking good.
That's niggas. Listen, y'all are not as abreast of the series as I.
Yeah,
this is a show that notoriously kills niggas off,
and I didn't know that.
It makes you. It builds up your relationship with characters to where you really, really like them, and you really appreciate them, and they will fucking murder them. They will kill them in gruesome ways, and like. It is very, what's the word? Indiscriminate.
Mm-hmm.
Which means anybody on the show
can catch the smoke.
From the most main character
to the most minuscule nigga.
To the most minuscule nigga. To a fucking a rat on the sidewalk to the nigga with all the lines. Anybody can die at any moment.
Question. We watched this episode together. The dude, Hodor. Was he a main character?
He was not a main character. He was like a mid character where it's like, he's one of those guys where he didn't get to that lines. He didn't.
But everybody fucked with him?
Everybody fucked with him, but like, you liked him. Like, oh, Hodor. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he didn't get a lot of lines because all he said was Hodor. Yeah. So you thought he was safe.
Yeah.
Because like, he's important, but he's not that important. So it's like, maybe he's not important enough to even worry about killing.
Yeah.
They fucking killed him.
Yeah. So when he died.
They fucking dirt him.
So when he died, I can ask you this question. So when he died, what exactly happened? Was he seeing the future? Was he like seeing?
So what happened was, Bran warged into the past, mm-hmm. right? And back then, Hodor was like a normal dude. Mm-hmm. He was just, his name, I forgot what his name was. He was a regular dude, and he could speak English and all that shit. And I guess when he said hold the door to him, I guess when he was warging the, I don't know, it caused like some kind of interference with him in his past self, where he just started wigging out and said Hodor. I really don't understand. Actually, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I kind of looked that up
because
myself.
We were watching that together.
Because actually, right now, I'm giving you a bullshit explanation that I'm just pulling out of my ass. I don't know. Yeah. How about this? I don't know. I'm going to look that up, though.
I was about to say, because
that's a good, that's a good fucking question.
Because now knowing what I know about Bran and seeing that death.
Maybe him using like, his powers too much. What happened?
Yeah.
Because, you know what it is, though? He's not allowed to interact with people when he's like in the past.
Yeah.
He's not supposed to interfere. Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe when he does that, it fucks people up.
Yeah.
So maybe. Mm-hmm. That's my best answer I can give with you at this time. Because I really don't fucking know.
Yeah.
So.
Because I just remember how sad it was. I remember when I was sitting there with you. You were like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, I don't know what is going on. I was
losing my shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, don't kill my G Hodor, bro. Yeah. But, yeah, niggas are dying. It's going to be really bad, man.
Yeah,
A lot of niggas, is gonna be a rough week.
Yes, it is.
Very exciting, but
can't wait.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I think that's it for us.
I think so. Let's shout out. Yeah, the sponsors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, got it.
Shout out our boy Shelby over at Garden Apparel. Shout out our boy Dalvin.
Yes,
that nigga got engaged.
Yes!
Shout out to him.
We didn't even talk about that.
Dalvin Digital.
Shout out Dalvin.
Yeah, Dal. Shout out our boy. Congratulations, my nigga.
Got engaged, man.
Yeah. He got an app on the App Store. iTravel Journal. Check that shit out. Shout out.
Also the designer of our website.
Yeah, he does everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, just shout out to him. He's our manager. He manages the money and shit. Who else? Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to people in different states. You know who you are.
It's starting to hit us that niggas are really supporting with us around the country.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy. People in Chicago, Alabama, South, all that shit. It's kind of wild. It's
wild.
Shout out to everybody who's been supporting us, buying merch.
Yeah.
Even if you haven't bought merch, if you just listened to the pod, if you just heard about us recently, you told a friend about us, you clicked one link, you clicked all the links.
One girl told me that her mom listens now.
Wow, really?
Shout out, yeah, she didn't say her mom's name, but shout out to you.
Wow, shout out to you and your mom.
Shout out to the mom, yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're also going to be hosting an event.
Yes.
It's a Mother's Day event. I believe it's May 10th. We'll have more details on it. But
coming soon.
We're hosting an event for the ladies.
For the ladies.
It's gonna be in Philly. It's a free event.
Hosting the ladies event from your favorite feminists.
Yeah, we in there.
It's going to be a great time. Thank you, everybody. So you already know what it is, man. You know where to find us.
Yep.
Check us out on our personal Instagrams and Twitters. I'm at Mike Lowkey, MikeLowkey.
I am DJELZEE.
You can find us on our podcast pages, Twitter at NTSPod, Instagram at NotThatSeriousPod, the podcast website at NTSPodcast.com. where you can get merch. You can find our Twitters. Yep. You can find us all our services where we're streaming mm-hmm. platforms: Apple Music, Spotify, yep. SoundCloud, yep. TuneIn, yeah. TuneIn Radio, yeah. Stitcher Radio, Stitcher, right? All that. Mm-hmm. You can find us on all those things. Then you got the donate page. When you want to hook us up with a little piece of change, we'll do something strange for some change. Yep. More so, we'll leave that to Corey. All as strange as you like. Yep. He's down for pegging. Yes, he is. As weird as you want to get, bro. We'll get him for an hour, and he'll do it all. He will. No act is too demeaning.
No.
He's down. He's lost his shame years and years ago, and he doesn't plan on getting it back. Shout out to everybody that's listened. Make sure you listen, rate, subscribe, tell a friend, leave a comment, leave a review. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I'll say it again. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate y'all. That's another episode that's not that serious. That's Mike, it's Elzy, it's Corey, and
yeah,
that's it, guys. That's
the podcast, guys.
Peace.
Thanks for the goodies, Mike.
Oh yeah, enjoy that.